Solomon will step in. The Pizza Inn uniform matchup. Flyboys have the blue hats with the cream-colored uniforms on for the final time this week, and the red and blue trimmed numbers with Flyboys across the chest. Get you Princeton's report here after this pitch to Solomon's in the dirt, 1-0. Princeton wearing the brown hats, black batting helmets with the P on them for Princeton. The old gold jerseys with the brown and yellow accents. And whistle pigs across the front of the chest, white pants. That's the Pizza Inn uniform report for tonight. The 1-0 to Solomon, that one almost hits him. It's 2-0. And this was a problem, was finding control. Last night, the Flyboys walked 11 batters, and 3 runs walked in. Part of that big 6-run fourth inning for the Whistle Pigs that helped them pull ahead to go up 9-3 and win it. To the Solomon. Solomon hits that one toward left field, and that one's caught on the run. No, it's dropped, actually. Throw the second. It's going to be in time, and that's the out. That one was dropped by Miles Smith. He dropped the ball, but was able to pick it up, throw it over to the shortstop, Gleed, and then throw out Weems at second. So Solomon reaches on the fielder's choice, it looks like. I believe that's how it's going to be ruled. Maybe ruled an error, because Smith never grabbed that ball. It was never in his mitt. They're going to check on Solomon over at first, and it's back in time. So Solomon gets on. See how that one's ruled. I would imagine it would be an error on the Flyboys. That would be the first one of the night. Solomon takes off, throws in there, and in plenty of time, Solomon's there standing on second safely. That's successful. As Cameron Laliberte is now moving over to, is playing catcher tonight and can't gun out Solomon. So Solomon's in scoring position for Owen Blacklish, designated hitter, in a 0-1 count. They're going to throw back over to Sandol. Gleed cannot get the tag. That's a bang-bang play. Everyone in the Flyboys dugout thought Solomon was out. Good job by Dub Gleed to get over there. That was a great pickoff move by Wall from anteater to anteater. Couldn't tag. So there's been a lot of action already. No score here in the top of the first inning. One away for the Whistle Pigs and Blacklidge. Here's the 0-1. That was in the dirt, blocked by Laliberte. It's 1-1. Defensive alignment, Laliberte makes his debut at catcher. First baseman is Ankeny. Second base is Brock Daniels again. Shortstop is Dub Gleed. Third baseman is Jack O'Reilly for the second night in a row. In the outfield is Miles Smith in left. Saborn Campbell in center and Kean Saylor in right field. So the Flyboys line up defensively. 1-1, one away here in the top of the first inning. No score. Solomon at second base. Swing! That's good. Moving on that pitch from Wall. And it's 1-2 on to Blacklidge. Solomon reached on the error by Smith and then stole second base. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase. And that is the first strikeout of the game and a chance for Wall to get out of the inning after the error, and coming in is Jack Neff. It's the first time we've seen him in this series. Neff is a catcher from Richmond University, plays with the Spiders, Port St. Lucie, Florida native. So Neff will step in. Gets set with Solomon at second, two away, no score in top of the first. Swing. Wall, that's how we got Blacklidge. Wall's got some nice movement. Neff, batting 143 this year. This is his 15th at-bat. Has 2 hits. Scored 2 runs, though. He's drawn a walk and struck out 5 times. Here's the 0-1. Coming from Wall to Neff. That one's hit to the outfield. A little blooper. That will not get down. Miles Smith makes that catch on the run. What a play by Miles Smith. And he makes up for the error earlier in the inning, and the Fly Boys hold the Whistle Pigs off the board. At the bottom of the first, can the Fly Boys score and take a lead? Let's find out together here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, no score in this one between the Fly Boys and the Whistle Pigs yet. Miles Smith makes a fantastic play in the left to keep the Whistle Pigs off the board, and that will give us the pitcher for Whistle Pigs, and that is Andre Scalon comes in. He's pitching the Cal Berkeley player from Elk Grove, California. Comes in. And Gallon this season has gone five innings, giving up two hits, one run, six walks to five strikeouts so far. This is just his second start of the year back against Burlington on June 4th, his last start of the season. Gallon went four innings, getting up two hits, one run, walking four and striking out four against the Sock Puppets against Bluefield back in the 13th. Went one inning, just walked two and struck out one. Got out of the inning unscathed against the Ridge Runners. We can do that here as we'll look at the lineup for the Fly Boys. Will Taylor leads off playing DH. Brock Daniels bats second at second base. Jack O'Reilly bats third at third base. Bo Ankeny batting fourth at first base. Cameron Laliberte. That's fifth. Miles Smith bats sixth. Doug Lee batting seventh. Saborn Campbell bats eighth. And Keenan Saylor is batting ninth. So Will Taylor will step in. Looking to get something going here for himself as he's kind of struggled a little bit recently. As the Clemson Tiger. Here's the first pitch for Gallon, and that was another strike going one. Kind of 469 on base percentage and 333 batting average still, though, as that pitch just misses high, and it just missed from Gallon. Good curveball, but holds off on it, does. Well, that one's high, and now 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. No score here in the bottom of the first inning, and nobody out. Taylor leading off this thing for the Fly Boys. Gallon fielder Mitchell O'Cooley is going to go to right field now to replace Robinson. Look at that pitch, and now it's 3-1. So O'Cooley is now playing right field for the Whistle Pigs. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Will Taylor. And Taylor hits that one up the middle. It's going to get through and a leadoff single for the Fly Boys start off this one. So that'll bring up Brock Daniels, who returned to the lineup after missing four games last night because of an injury. to get one going, get offensively going. Batting 310 on the year. Hits the first pitch he sees out to left field. It's going to drop. No! Sliding catch made. What a play. A left fielder. Burden. Makes a great play. Jag Burden. Slides in, makes the play, gets up to check his leg, and one away. So we've seen some great plays in left field tonight. That sits down Daniels, and here comes Jack O'Reilly up to bat. Some good grabs as from at the first check on Taylor will be the line. Taylor 4-for-5 on stolen bases this season, has stolen third twice, so he's a guy you definitely need to look out for. He plays running back as well for the Clemson Tigers football team, and it's on kickoff return. That one's chopped by Riley over the short. Only play is going to be at first, and it's made by the shortstop, Hedin, and it's productive, though, for O'Reilly as he moves Taylor over the second, but he is out, and Bo Ankeny will step in with two away. In. Bottom of the first, Ankeny Bang just 270 average back up after he started off hot, but couldn't. They're actually going to change that play by Smith, so it's not error, it's really a fielder's choice. So that one's fouled off, check swing by Ankeny. So my apologies, Miles Smith, for giving you the error. They're going to call that a fielder's choice because of lined out to a force out. Just deflected off his glove. So that's changing that. Kiffy up with the scorecard. So just one hit apiece. No errors yet for either side. Ankeny steps in 0-1, 2 away with Taylor at second. Hits that one skyward, and that will get out of play. And the fan tried to make a play. Couldn't quite get there. And everybody resets. So look at the lineup for the Whistle Pigs defensively. The catcher tonight is Neff, as we mentioned. Reeves over at first base. A.J. Solomon at second. Shortstops Woody Hedin. Third baseman is Rivera. For the first time playing against Greenville this year, and we'll get you the outfield if Ankeny doesn't get out on this pitch. The 0-2 with two away. Taylor at second. Here's the pitch. Ankeny reaches out for that one. Picked up by the shortstop Hedin for the first in time. And Flyboys go down after a leadoff single of their own. So, played one early. It's still scoreless here. Let's see if the Flyboy defense can hold the Whistle Pigs off the board as Thirsty Thursday continues here at Pioneer Park. You're listening to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score here early between the Whistle Pigs and the Fly Boys here in the top of the second inning. And what's been a hot week in East Tennessee, it feels like a cool 92 out there right now. It reached a heat index feeling of 103 during batting practice. And the Fly Boys opted to bat in the cages because it was so warm. And Whistle Pigs still bat out here, and they wore the all-black jerseys and our all-black warm-up gear. Man, I feel for him because it was hot early. The Dippin' Dots stand's looking real nice tonight. So leading off the Whistle Pigs in this one will be Jason Neff. And Neff hits the first pitch he sees. Foul. And out of play. It's fouled off into the end of the stands. Walls going in and giving up a hit and struck out one. Thanks to a great play by Miles Smith. Has kept the Whistle Pigs off the board. The 0-1. That one's high and 1-1. Wall again went just 9 innings this year for the Anteaters. He's gone just 2 innings this season. This is only his second appearance and his first start of the year for Wall, the 1-1. That one's down the middle, 0-1. The Hesperia, California native, looking at UC Irvine, which there are 4 Anteater players for the Flyboys this year. 3 of them are on the field right now. Here's the 1-2. That one breaks a little too much, and one of the Bearte has to grab it, and it's 2-2. Smith over in left. David Vizcaino is another pitcher, the Fly Boys, and then you saw him play last night, and you saw him make some good plays at short, Woody Hedin. He's also from UC Irvine that plays for the Whistle Pigs. Whole armory of Anteaters out here at Pioneer Park. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Allen's hit foul off the top of the concourse and will slowly drop back into play. Oh, ball boy can't catch it off the hop. That's plenty I make. I make some of those plays. Seen Wes Stone have missed some of those plays, but I make those when it comes back towards you. Gotta be alert, especially when it bounces off the top of this concourse. 2-2 pitch. That one's hit high to the outfield. Smith's gonna run over. He's gonna keep going, going back, and it's off the wall. Smith can't find it. Campbell, it rolls by him. Rounding second is Neff. He's going to dive in the third, and that is going to be a leadoff triple for Neff here in the top of the second inning. So Neff, that was close to being the first home run hit by an opposing player at Pioneer Park. It went off the top of the Goodwill sign right underneath the video board. Fell back in, and there's actually some wind at Pioneer Park, but still, just couldn't quite get it out of here. And now Rivera steps in. First time tonight. Looks first pitch easy. Chops it foul. Rivera. Bronson Rivera from Honolulu, Hawaii. Plays for the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. Out on the Big Island. Batting 326 so far this season, so he has been solid for the Whistle Pigs this year. That one misses away from Wall 1-1. He's probably seen most of these Irvine players, as Hawaii does play in the Big West Conference as well. For every sport except for football. Football, they play in the Mountain West. They're the Warriors, so very competitive team. West as well, 1-1. That one's fouled off by Rivera. Fan tried to make a diving snag in the outfield and couldn't grab it. Rivera batting 326, pardon me, with 3 doubles, 4 RBI. He's drawn 6 walks as well. 426 on base percentage. Looking to bring the first run of the game across after the leadoff triple by Neff. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Rivera lays off a ball that slides outside. It's 2-2. Crowd starting to arrive. It's Thirsty Thursday. We hope you enjoyed the video of our assistant GM Brandon Bouchard doing his best Stone Cold Steve Austin impersonation on social media. Had that idea at 10 a.m. and he loves it. Says his beard still smells a little bit like beer though, so he doesn't have to deal with that too long tonight. 2-2. Outside, the count runs full and in danger of issuing his first walk is Finn Wall. No score, but a runner stands 90 feet away. Top of the second inning, nobody out. 3-2 count coming to Bronson Rivera. Here's the payoff pitch from Wall. Good set. Here it comes. That one's hit underneath. Daniels will grab the little soft liner. That's not deep enough to score. Neff, as that one just lopped it up a little bit toward shallow center. Very shallow center. Just got past the dirt. Daniels makes the catch, and there's one away for Woody Hedin, and Hedin has made a pair of fantastic plays at short as he faces off against his UC Irvine teammate. Interesting to see which is going to win this case of Anteater versus Anteater. That one's low, 1-0. Last night, they went 1-for-4 with 2 RBI for the Whistle Pigs and drew a walk. Bank 250 on the season is Woody Hedin. That was a bases loaded walk, a 1-0. Miss is low, just misses low, and it's now 2-0. Strike zone by our home plate umpire tonight, Maverick Curtis. A little bit larger than the one by Matthew Metcalf last night, but still not quite getting the edge. Was wall on that one. 2-0. That one gets the edge of the strike zone in there, and it's 2-1. Ball gets set, facing against his teammate Hedin. No score. Runner at third base is Neff with the leadoff triple. That one misses low, trying to find that same spot. Couldn't find it. It's now 3-1. One thing you'd say would be okay if you can get it. If you can get the walk, there's a chance to get a double play with Burden up on deck for the Whistle Pigs. Of course, you don't want to allow any runners on if you're Finn Wall or his Flyboy staff. 3-1. That one's hit up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Daniels. Daniels throws the first. It is in time, but a run will score on the ground out. That's a great play by Daniels. The run does come across, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Whistle Pigs. It's an RBI ground out after the great play by Daniels. Gives Princeton their first lead of the night. They were up 1-0 after the top of the third last night. Now up 1-0 in the top of the second. A chance to play add-on for Jag Burden. That was in there for a strike, 0-1. Burden made a great catch in left field to rob Brock Daniels of a hit. The pass inning is Burden from Huntington Beach, California, the Cal Berkeley Bear. That one, this misses low, and so in 1-1. Jag Burden. Season batting 163, 7 hits, a 6 RBI. Big swing and a miss, and it's now 1-2. Burden has scored 2 runs as well this season. Has an on-base percentage of 250 as the crowd starts to pile in here. Pioneer Park, 1-0 score lead for the Whistle Pigs. 1-2. Liberte has to stand up for that one, then deuces are wild. For Jag Burden. The West Coast battle here early in this one. Here's the payoff pitch. 2-2 pitch, pardon me. That's way outside. Now the count runs full, and now we have a payoff pitch. 3-2. Great play by Daniel. Saved the hit, but allowed the run to score on the ground out by Hedin. Here is the payoff pitch to Burden. That one almost clips him, and that'll be a walk to Jag Burden, a 2-out walk, and it'll continue as Jesse Robinson will step in. So looks like Robinson's still in there, and now it looks like Weems is out of the game. So Robinson, I believe, moved to center field, if we're clear on that. We'll correct that. And it looks like if Okuli is in, he's going to be playing right field now. That's a first pitch strike looked at by Robinson. Jesse Robinson this year, it's just his 10th at-bat of the season. He's batting 333, though. One run scored as a double. It's 3 RBI this season. The 0-1, that one's outside. Dropped by Liberte and stealing second. Burden. So Robinson's in. Robinson was in the lineup, and now it looks like Okuli is batting for Weems. I don't know what happened to Weems. He had a leadoff single, but after that, not sure what happened. 1-1, fouled off, and now 1-2. So we'll get some movement around here for here in this one. 1-0 lead for the Whistle Pigs. They have a runner in scoring position again here. Two away after a 2-out walk drawn by Burden. Wall's going to step off, and everybody's going to reset with Robinson up on bat. Three RBIs, looking to get number four here, one to the outfield. Wall gets set, the 1-2. That one's hit up the middle. Daniels can't get to that one. And another run is going to come calling to the plate. The throw's offline. That's a two-out RBI single by Robinson. And Princeton has swollen the lead up to 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. And Mitchell Okuli steps in. He's batting for Weems. So Weems' night done after a leadoff single to start the game, and Mitchell Cooley steps in with his team up now 2-0. Just two outs for about the first nine time to check on Robinson. So Okuli last night went 1-for-3 of an RBI and drew a pair of walks. So every single batter reached base safely last night for West, but throw back to first almost in time as Robinson just goes underneath the tag. Every single batter reached base safely last night for the Whistle Pigs. Of course, they drew 11 walks last night at Princeton. Everybody else that reached base either got a walk or a hit. Throw back to the first again. Robinson's back there safe. That's three straight times Wall's thrown back to first. Catchers have only picked off two runners this season. The third pickoff was by Jack Liberio Jr. on the second day of the season as he picked off a runner at first base against Kingsport. Last night, Ian Daugherty picked off one. Cannon Brown picked off one early the week against Bristol. Robinson's going to go. That's a ball. Liberte throws it wide, but the tag's made on the backside by Dub Gleed. Dub Gleed reaches out. Whistle Pigs manager Jeff Carter's going to come out. Dub Gleed got the tag on the backside. Was able to get the out, but not before the Whistle Pigs take a 2-0 lead. They score a pair of runs. We head to the bottom of the second. Can the Fly Boys answer? Find out together on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Two nothing lead for the Whistle Pigs, but inning ends after a great throw from Laliberte to Doug Leeds. Catches the runner Robinson at second. That's now the third pickoff of the week by a Flyboy catcher after they had none entering the week against Bristol. And here comes Laliberte for the first time this season. Catcher from Arizona, the Gilbert, Arizona native. Well, give you a little rundown on him as he steps in. First pitch in the Appy League, and it's a strike right down the middle. 0-1. Liberte made just 5 appearances for the Wildcats this year. He looks like another strike. But went 1-for-3. Couldn't go 1-for-1 on February 20th against Southeast Louisiana. Play at Chandler Gilbert Community College in 2020. Hit 268 within the season. The 0-2 way outside, 1-2. He lettered 3 years in baseball as a catcher at Basha High School in Gilbert. Also enjoys woodworking in his free time. Got a 40-foot pergola in his backyard to use as a batting cage. The 1-2 holds off on that one. This is Laliberte. Built that pergola and hung a net on it. Get some warm-ups going. We couldn't be at the cage during COVID. 2-2, way outside, and the count runs full. For his first action of the year here in the Appy League tonight, he's already gunned out one runner. Let's see if he can get something going offensively. Payoff pitch is fouled. A laser into the concourse. Will bounce back. Almost clips Ace, our mascot, who's sitting there, and he looks stunned. Ace was not ready for that one. He'll be okay. Everybody's fine, and payoff pitch number two coming from Galan. 3-2 pitch. That one's hit to the outfield. It will get down. That's going to be another leadoff single, and now the ball goes to the outfield, and Laliberte is going to advance up to second. Looked like center fielder Okuli couldn't really handle that one, but was able to slide in there and advance on the throw was Laliberte, so that should be a single, and then advancing on the throw. We'll see if it's ruled an error, but regardless, there's a runner in scoring position to start off the bottom of the second inning, and now Miles Smith will step up. Miles Smith batting a cool 667 after his first night with a 2.417 OPS. He had a home run to dead center 405 feet last night. Pitch looks like that one's strike 0-1. That's the second longest home run of the season in the Appy League so far. Bluefield. Smith will call time 0-1. Smith, you heard in the pregame show, not really a power hitter for UC Irvine, and that's why Coach Curtis and all of them were surprised he got that deep. He's hit a couple home runs this year for the Anteaters, but very surprised with that one so deep as that one missed the strike zone 1-1. Smith is a tall body, 6'1", 205 pounds, so he's got a big frame behind him and used all of it to hit that pitch to dead center, which gave the Live Boys a 2-1 lead early before falling 9-3. Laliberte at second, 1-1. Swing and a miss. That's a good pitch from Galan. He got some movement on that one. It's now 1-2. That's going to rule that a hit for Laliberte in advance on the throw, so no error on the whistle pigs. Last play. 1-2 now. Nobody out. And that one's hit to right field. And if it was straight, it would have been gone. That would have been home run number two of the season already for the UC Irvine product. As that one was hit on a line. And if it's straight, it's gone to that back parking lot. And we're tied at two runs apiece. Instead, it's 1-2, just a long strike. There's 1-2 to Smith. Smith fouls that one off his foot and stays alive. That Brock Daniels hit one like that last week against Johnson City that at the time, or against Danville at the time, would have walked it off. For the Flyboys ended up walking it off in the extra inning frame. Well, I'd like to go on offense, by the way, so that's what they'll be on if this game goes to extras. But 2-0 lead right now for Princeton. The bottom of the second. Breaking ball that hung up there and it's too high, and now it's 2-2. Crowd coming in, grabbing their beers, their brewskis for Thirsty Thursday. $3.20 and the sound of my voice. Come on down to Pioneer Park. Have a great time. Tonight, also, if you donate to Goodwill, you will get a free ticket. Their truck's out here tonight. 2-2 to Smith. That one's hit on a line. Gets to the outfield. Laliberte is going to round third. The throw to the plate is going to be cut off, and that's an RBI single for Miles Smith. The Fly Boys have cut the lead in half. It's 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. So back-to-back singles for the Fly Boys, and they have now cut to a 2-1 lead, and Dub Gleed has a chance to give the lead to the Fly Boys. Gleed will step in. This is second game played. They're going to throw over at Miles Smith. Tag is just avoided by Smith. Gleed last night. Went 0-for-3 but drew a walk. Was caught stealing on a double steal that scored Shamar Dalton as he stole home. Here's the pitch to Gleed right in the middle for a strike, 0-1. Doug Gleed from Ladera Ranch, California, also plays for UC Irvine. You're going to hear the phrase plays for UC Irvine a lot with the Flyboys this season. Four players coming from UC Irvine. It's the 0-1. Pitches low, 1-1. It's the roster that's represented the most. Gateway Community College has a pair of players. St. Charles Community College has one. Oklahoma State with a pair. Grand Canyon with two because our data coordinator, Jason Ferrari, works for the Antelopes as well. As that one gets in there for strike 1-2. So, school's all over. North Carolina A&T has a pair represented. There's just a lot of schools from all over. That's the Smith's going to go. That one's chop, stays fair and tagged out. Trying to go the first is Gleed, and that's the out, but productive as he moves Smith over to second. And Saborn Campbell will step up with one away here in the bottom of the second. Campbell's had a tough one. Was a pinch hitter last night and went 0-for-1. Could not get a run home that the Flyboys desperately needed. He's batting just 138 on the year. That's three RBI, but all this came against the Elizabethan River Riders last week. First pitch to Campbell. Misses the strike zone. It's 1-0. So Golan is gone. Inning and a third. Giving up three hits and one run. I believe has one strikeout. He does not have any strikeouts, absolutely. Pardon me. Can't read my own handwriting. Time's going to get called by Campbell as Golan was taking a long look at Smith, who took off. Well, a surprise hit and run, I guess you could say, as Gleed just barely got the end of the bat on that one. 1-0. Coming to Campbell. That one's outside in the dirt. 2-0. Pitching has been pretty tough for really most of the Appy League. The Whistle Pigs, though, have gotten their ERA down to 4.42. My boys, ERA sitting at 5.35. Folks are pitching an ERA at 3.41 against the Flyboys this year. 2-0. Allen's hit foul. It's 2-1. That has to go with some of those early games where Flyboys got one hit. Against Danville, they got four hits against Bristol, but then in the last 16 batters retired in a 3-0 shutout loss. Flyboys had some games where they have looked fantastic at the plate, and they've had some games where it's just been tough to get anybody on. 2-1, Smith takes off that in time, and Smith's gunned out trying to steal third. So Smith got greedy there, tried to steal third, and he has been gunned out by the catcher, Neff, and they're now two away. So Smith does get the RBI single, caught stealing at third base. He is now the fifth player to be caught stealing by opponents. Our four to Flyboys this season. The 3-1 gets in there for a strike. The count runs full on the Campbell. And so a 2-for-1 opportunity for Golan. And keep this a one-run lead for the Whistle Pigs. Payoff pitch coming to Campbell. That one's in the dirt and actually bounced off the mask of the catcher. Yeah. Keen Saylor steps in. Saylor back in the lineup. He's batting 154. It's a five-run score, the Fordham product. And Campbell will get checked on it first. After drawing the two-out walk, They'll check on Campbell again, and Faldow was going to give another pickoff, but Campbell's back there and plenty of time. First pitch to Saylor on the line, and he'll look at first pitch strike on the corner. So one's lap, three hits, and one run. That run came this inning. He's gotten a pickoff and has walked one this inning. He'll keep a 2-1 lead for the Whistle Pigs. Two outs in the bottom of the second inning. 0-1, that one's fouled off, and roll back off the net. Bang, just 154 on the season. Has a double and two RBI, but has struck out 14 times. That's the most on the Flyboys team. 0-2 to Saylor. He gets the end of the battle now and skies it. Now play. Mains 0-2. His sun trying to set here in Greenville. Clouds have rolled in. Not supposed to see any precipitation until the early part of tomorrow morning or around midnight, and it's going to rain all day. So hopefully the game against Johnson City will be able to be played tomorrow. There's a chance of rain really all day. Swing and a miss, strike three. Saylor goes down, swinging his Gallon, gets his first strikeout of the night. But the Flyboys cut the lead in half thanks to an RBI single from Miles Smith. It's now a 2-1 lead for the Whistle Pigs. We will have more action for you in return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
2-1 lead for the Princeton Whistle Pigs as we are here. And Miles Smith. RBI single. Mitchell Cooley will step in to lead off the top of the third inning. He came in to replace Weems, and sure what happened to Weems. He got a leadoff single and then was instantly replaced on defense after the at-bat, so not sure what's going on there. Pitch from Wall, and that one jams up O'Cooley, and he fouls it off the concourse, 0-1. Cooley was at the plate last time up, but Robinson was gunned out. Trying to steal. That's a big swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. RBI single with Miles Smith scored Cameron Laliberte, and 0-2 pitch now is a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch, and that one's just fouled off, and staying alive is O'Cooley. Robinson has the RBI single today as he looks at that pitch, holds off, going to seek one around, did not. O'Cooley, and it's a 1-2 count. Robinson got the RBI single that extended the lead to 2-0, was gunned out by my Liberte. So, with my Liberte and Miles Smith's game, they're responsible for most of the big plays here tonight. Here's the 1-2 from Wall. That one's up the middle off of Wall's arm. It'll deflect into no man's land, and that is a leadoff single for O'Cooley. And now, every single player that has led off an inning for both teams has had a leadoff hit, and Wall is going to get checked on by our trainer, Maria Mueller. Knock that one down, hit him right in the shoulder, and Mueller's going to go check on Wall right now. We'll take a time to check around the rest of the Appy League. And Danville's up 3-2 on Bluefield, so Bluefield does the big run of the Ridge Runners. They've won five in a row. It stopped here. They're down by one in top of the fifth. Meanwhile, more scoring in Pulaski and Johnson City. This time it's the River Turtles scoring. They're up a touchdown, 7-0 bottom of the second. Final score of that game was 22-13. Kingsport is on top of Bristol 4-0 at the top of the third inning, and Elizabethton and Burlington are scoreless in top of the second as Wall takes a warm-up pitch. Looks to be fine. So he gets a nice clap from the crowd here at Pioneer Park. The ricochet shot by O'Cooley, leadoff single. Every single batter that has led off an inning has reached on a hit to start the inning. A leadoff single for Weems in the first, a leadoff triple for Neff in the second, and now a leadoff single for O'Cooley in the third. For the Flyboys, a leadoff single for Taylor in the first, and then a leadoff single for Laliberte in the second. There comes A.J. Solomon stepping in for the second time today. He looks at a pitch in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Wall is gone. Two innings, and up four hits, two runs, walked one, and struck out one. Steam down 2-1 here in the top of the third inning. So we'll check on the runner first, and O'Cooley gets in there safely, and it's back in there. One-oh pitch coming. Solomon. O'Cooley's going to take off. Throw the second is not in time. Fault Dub Glee got the tag on the hand of O'Cooley, but the other hand reached first. That's a stolen base for the Whistle Pigs, and now running scoring position for Solomon. Solomon reached on a hit, on a ball he hit right into Miles Smith's glove. Went out of the glove, and Weems was gunned out second because Weems thought I was going to get caught by Smith, but it ricocheted off his glove. There's the 1-0, and that one jams up Solomon sky high. O'Reilly's going to run over to it at the wall. O'Reilly makes the catch in foul territory right before it goes to the wall. What a play by Jack O'Reilly. Good awareness, and that's the first out of the inning. Owen Blackledge will step up. He struck out his last time up as Blackledge steps in. The Texas Christian Horned Frog, native of North Canton, Ohio, for one tonight, and has a chance to make it a 3-1 ball game if he can get one to the outfield and score O'Cooley. One out here in the top of the third inning as he looks first pitch strike 0-1. Blackledge, the son of Todd Blackledge, the ESPN analyst. They know him, played football in the NFL. He's got his father's height. He comes in at 6'3", 200 pounds. Playing baseball instead of football like his father did. There's the 0-1. That one's hit on the line toward Daniels. Daniels diving stop, but no throw is going to be made. He does stop a run from being scored, and Daniels is now on the ground a little bit, slow getting up. And you gotta wonder if he's okay. He's been out with an injury, and Mueller's gonna come back out to check on Daniels after he laid down for a bit. So that is a one-out single for Blackledge, and now there are runners at the corners. One away. Prevents the run from scoring as Daniels looks to be okay, and he's back up moving around fine. It's Landon Reeves steps in. Reeves flew out to left to end the inning on a great play by Smith. That kept the game scoreless, but now a 2-1 lead. But double play does end the inning. Hope Daniels is okay. He's moving around pretty fine out there. So that one's high, 1-0. So Five Boys were beat up last week. Don't need to be beat up anymore as they've had some new bodies come in that hopefully have quelled that problem. But part of the grind of a 58-game team. Now it's outside 2-0. Off day coming up on Monday, the Fly Boys will have a three-game series on the road against Johnson City this weekend. They'll play two games at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, one game at 5:30 on Sunday. That'll be a seven-inning contest. 2-0, that one's fouled off into the concourse, rolls back in. 2-1. Two-one count coming now to Landon Reeves. 293 on the season, the Davidson College prospects. Davidson had a solid season to A-10, but could not make the tournament. So that one's low, 3-1. They won the conference regular season title, but hosting the conference tournament, lost in the semifinals. As VCU won the conference championship and went on to represent the A-10 in the conference tournament. 3-1. That one finds the corner, strikes in. The count runs full from Finn Wall. Down 2-1. Payoff pitch, one out. Runners at the corners here in the top of the third inning. Here's the payoff pitch coming from Wall. He'll come forward. Swing and a miss. It was a drop strike. Doesn't matter because it's a runner at first. And that is two away now for Jason Neff. And Neff had a leadoff triple his last time up to start the second inning. So not exactly the guy you want up if you are the Fly Boys, because he has shown his power and speed already tonight. Runners at the corners, two away. That one's low and away from Wall. 1-0 is some action in the bullpen for the Fly Boys, and that looks like the tall-bodied Carson Jacobs. It's the 1-0 coming from Wall as he checks on the runner at first. That one's low and away, 2-0. Last night, 11 combined walks for the Fly Boys. I've only walked one, but it's still early. That really didn't fall apart till the fourth inning when they walked four batters, including two runners scoring off of a pair of walks. By the time of Blankenship, throw back to first is not in time. It's still 2-0. Fly Boys did still strike out 10 batters last night, so the walks is outweighed and also committed four errors. I've always committed the second most errors in the Appy League, right behind Bluefield. It's 2-0. In the dirt to Neff. That was looked like more of a pitch out. Is sliding back in. It's Blackledge first, and it's 3-0. The crowd is settled in here. I'm going to see the Fly Boys avoid the sweep. Down 2-1 here in the top of the third inning, and a 3-0 count coming to Jason Neff. Here's the pitch, and that one's right in the middle for a strike, 3-1. It's been a hot night with a cooling off of some nice tall brewskis and enjoying a good game of baseball tonight. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network if you couldn't make it out here. The 3-1. That one's hit up the middle. Daniels makes the catch on the run and stops the scoring. So the Whistle Pigs get runners to the corners. But the Fly Boy defense comes up big and holds the Whistle Pigs off the board. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Fly Boys look to tie up the game or take a lead and return. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Back here in the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, 2-1 lead for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. And fans, whenever you are at Pioneer Park, you know exactly what goes good with a great beer like tonight. That Thirsty Thursday, well, that's an Elm Helm hot dog. Go by the concession stand, get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm, such a hot dog of the Greenville Fly Boys. Fans have piled in here to watch this contest, seeing the Fly Boys down 2-1. Fly Boys have trailed in every single game they've played at home during this homestand at some point, except for the walk-off win over Bristol. They were only tied with the State Liners, tied 4-4 for the walk-off single by Bo Ankeny. They trailed the State Liners at 1.5 to play them 1-0 and 5-4 for winning at 7-5. Trailed the Whistle Pigs last night 1-0 and 9-3 was the final score. Now trail 2-1. Will Taylor will step in. First pitch is high, 1-0. Taylor, a leadoff single. First inning, every single batter, a starting inning, has reached with a hit for both sides so far tonight. 1-0. In there for a strike, it's 1-1. Andres Galan out there for another inning of work. Up 2-1, 1-1 outside, 2-1. Galan's going up three hits. One run as walk. 2-1 pitch coming. So that one's hit high. Now play for Taylor. Taylor singled his last time up. Trying to build on that batting average, but was struggled at second. Stuck at second. Batting out 366. His average had gotten down a little bit. And looking to return to form. 2-2. Swing and a miss on one outside. It's dropped by Neff. For the first, is going to be in time, and that's a strikeout. Second of the day for Galan. And that's the first leadoff batter to fail to reach for either side. Today is Brock Daniel steps in. He had a hit and then was robbed of one. As Jag Burden made a nice diving catch in left field to rob a hit from Brock Daniels. That one's going to hit Brock, and he's going to walk up 90 feet to first base. So Brock Daniels draws the hit by pitch. It's the first hit batter of the night. And Jack O'Reilly will step in with a runner on after grounding out to short his last time up. Was productive, moved Taylor over, but Ankeny could not bring home the score in the first inning, as it's a 2-1 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the bottom of the third with Brock Daniels standing at first and one away. Here's the pitch. And that first strike, nice breaking ball from Galan over the one. So nice play by Woody Hedin to get O'Reilly out at first base, as O'Reilly fouls that one off right behind him, and 0-2. Hedin's made some good defensive plays in this series so far. See, he's been trying to one-up his out. Here's the 0-2 with Daniels sitting at first base. Daniels going to take off. That one almost hits O'Reilly. The throw to second, not in time as it bounces to the outfield. Daniels is going to step up, and he's going to go for third, and he will on the throw to the outfield. So that ball landed right in front of Solomon. Couldn't grab it. Goes to the outfield, and Daniels steals a base, advances 90 feet on the throw, and now stands at third with just one out, and anything that's deep enough could score him. Going to roll an error on the catcher on that one, E2, as that one goes to the outfield. First error of the day for the Whistle Pigs. 1-2. That one jammed O'Reilly. He swung to stay alive on that one. Fouled it off. Daniels was gunned out at home against Elizabethton off a single by Bo Ankeny. Daniels will need to be on his horse here for sure. The 1-2 pitch coming from Galan with Daniels sitting at third base. Check swing, goes down the line, stays fair, and tagging first is Blackledge, and that's productive as that one just stayed fair all the way. And whatever works, man, Jack O'Reilly grounds out but scores Brock Daniels, and we're tied at two runs apiece. That one literally skinned the cat, as we'll say, up the first base line. And O'Reilly kind of looks back at Daniels and starts clapping like, okay, that works, so. Hey, whatever you can do to get some runs in. Tied up at two runs apiece as Ankeny steps in, swings the first pitch he sees. 0-1. Ankeny popped out his last time up, looking to continue the scoring for the Fly Boys. That one's outside. It's 1-1. I think at this point you just take whatever works for the Fly Boys. Bounce. Ankeny hits that one straight into the air. He's frustrated himself. Solomon will stand up and grab it on the infield and gets the out, but not before Jack O'Reilly hits one down the line and on the ground out scores a run that ties it up. We play three. We're tied up at two runs apiece here. So we head to the top of the fourth inning. Listen to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tied at two runs apiece here in the top of the fourth inning after Jack O'Reilly grounds out, but hits a little number down the line to score Brock Daniels. Pardon me. So we're tied up at two runs apiece, and Finn Wall out there for another inning of work. Looking to see what he can do, keep this Whistle Pigs team off the scoreboard. And Bronson Rivera will step in for the second time tonight. The Hawaii native is 0-for-1 his last time up. He goes last time up. Still batting 319 on the season. It is Rivera. His first pitch from Wall. And look for a ball 1-0. 2-2 ball game. In the top of the fourth inning, the Fly Boys have scored two unanswered, tied up in the second and the third inning. A 1-0, big swing and a miss by Rivera, and it's 1-1. They're coming all the way from Hawaii across the country to Princeton, West Virginia, playing the Appy League. The 1-1, that one's hit over towards short, picked up by Gleed. Gleed's going to hobble, throw it over to Ankeny in time. Well, yeah, I had to gather himself a little bit, but got the play. That brings up Woody Hedin. So for the second straight inning, you haven't had the leadoff batter reach. Breaking that streak, set for the first 2.5 frames. So Woody Hedin steps in. Hedin grounded out, but was successful as he brought a run home and now made it a 1-0 lead at the time for the Whistle Pigs. But two RBI groundouts tonight in this one. That pitch gets in there 1-1. Hedin facing his UC Irvine teammate Finn Wall, and no, you don't want to strike out against your teammate because you're going to hear all about it until you get back to campus. Here's the 1-1. Good breaking ball, it just misses, and it's 2-1. That was a great pitch from Wall, but just couldn't find the corner of the strike zone, 2-1. Bodies up in the 5-way bullpen, so this may be the last inning for Wall. in this one. Here's 2-1 pitch. That one's hit over to first. Unlike the O'Reilly one, can't skin the cat down the line. It goes foul to the Flyboy bullpen, 2-2. Carson Jacobs is warming up in the pen. Probably the next pitcher to come out for the Flyboys if he's needed. Beast with one away, 2-2 count coming. On to Hedin. Here's the pitch, and Hedin fouls that one off, stays alive. It looked like it went off Laliberte's face mask, but he's okay. Everybody resets. Laliberte from Arizona, played for the Wildcats this year, made only 5 appearances at the plate. Went 1-for-3 hitting. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That one's low and missed outside from Wall, and now the count runs full. I wonder if he's on a pitch count. It is Wall in his first start of the year. Payoff pitch is high, and drawing a walk's Hedin, so that's a one-out walk drawn by Hedin. Move the first. That will bring up Jag Burden. Burden drew a walk his last time up and came around the score off an RBI single by Robinson. Waits on deck. Burton will have to reach himself as well. 2-2 ball game. In the top of the fourth, one out. With Hedin sitting on first after drawing a one-out walk. That's the second walk of the day by Finnegan Wall, and that one's outside 1-0. It was 11 walks drawn last night by the Whistle Pigs that helped them out. And it was here in the top of the fourth inning. Luckily for the Flyboys, it's already one away. Couldn't get it out. For a while, could the Flyboys run back to first, not in time, and checking on Hedin. And, you know, Wall knows Hedin pretty well if they play together, so that's one of the strategies you gotta use probably as a coach when you see guys playing against their teammates. It's like, you know some of their strategies and know some of the things they like to do. The 1-0. That one misses high, and it's now 2-0. That one just missed wide. We're talking about how the strike zone was a little bit bigger than last night. So this one, that one was high and outside. So being consistent, though, that's all you ask for, really. From an umpire, Maverick Hurst has been very consistent as that one finds the corner of the strike zone in there. 2-1. One pitch, one away for Jag Burden. Looking to get the Whistle Pigs back the lead. Tied here at 2. Throw the first almost in time. Hedin was almost picked off. That throws on a line to Ankeny. There's a chance he's out, but that throw was just a little high. Ankeny had to reach up and grab it. Dean's back in time. That would have been a close play. A 2-1. That one's hit to the outfield, sky high. Sailor's going to look at it go. It's going to keep going, and it's gone. That's a two-run bomb by the Whistle Pigs, Jag Burden. The first opponent of the Flyboys that hit a home run at Pioneer Park this season, a two-run homer from Burden, and the Whistle Pigs take a 4-2 lead in the top of the fourth inning. That's a no-doubter. As again, the wind has died down. It's been hard to hit one out of here this season, and Burden made it look effortless on that swing of the bat. 4-2 lead now for the Whistle Pigs with one away here in the top of the fourth inning, and the top of the fourth once again, the four in the side for the Flyboys against Princeton as Robinson looks at that first pitch ball in the dirt, 1-0. 1-0 pitch. That one's hit foul by Robinson. It's 1-1. Robinson reached on an RBI single and then was caught stealing. Then the frame off a great throw by Laliberte and a tag by Brock Daniels. But 4-2 now the lead and looking to play add-on after the two-run blast. That one's hit toward the left field. Smith will step up, makes the catch on the run, and there are two away. That's a busy out there. Next play that time, the top of the order comes up for the Whistle Pigs. Mitchell O'Cooley. Happy League Data will have to get us the stats on that one, as that was absolute bomb. Jack Burden, my goodness. It's close to 380 toward center field. Hit it kind of between the light poles near the General Morgan end sign. Pitches high and gets the strike zone. Joe Cooley is 0-1. Cooley got a single and stole the base his last time up, but was stranded at third in the third inning. He's replacing Weems in the starting lineup. Don't know what's happened to Weems, as Weems had a leadoff single and then was taken out of the game after being caught stealing, or being caught on the fielder's choice. I don't know if that's a coach's decision or if there's some kind of injury going on. Hope he's okay. 1-1. That one's away in the dirt, 2-1. Wall has given up 6 hits, 4 runs. Walked 2 and struck out 2. And, of course, gave up the no-doubter from Jack Burden earlier this frame. 2-1. That one misses outside, 3-1. Step in, 3-1 pitch to Okuli from Wall. Okuli skies that one, and it'll get out of play as the bear couldn't find it. Bounces off the roof right over our heads, and count runs full with 2 outs. 4-2 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the fourth inning, thanks to Jack Burden's 2-run shot over the right field wall. Here's the payoff pitch. That one almost hits Burden. That's a walk. That's the third walk issued by Wall in this game. And inning continues with A.J. Solomon to his pitcher, Wall. Wall's ERA, unfortunately, is taking a hit. It's up to 7.71 right now. And that might be it. Jermaine Curtis is going to come out with 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning, and that's probably going to do it for Wall. And if that's it, you can close the door on him. 3 2/3 of an inning, that is it. Carson Jacobs is going to make an appearance. 3 2/3 of an inning, 6 hits, 4 runs so far. He's responsible for the runner at first. 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. We'll see. Tell you about Carson Jacobs when we return. And the new pitcher for the Fly Boys is actually not Jacob, so we'll tell you about the new pitcher for Fly Boys when we come back. 4-2 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the fourth inning. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In an 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Now, I was correct. Carson Jacobs is the new pitcher for the Fly Boys, as the tall 6'9", 215-pound righty out of Hayes, Kansas, Gateway Community College, steps in to pitch for the Fly Boys. We'll get you his stat line down 4-2 here in the top of the fourth. Jacobs this season, just 4 1/3 of an inning, has an 0-1 record, giving up 7 hits, 8 runs, all of them have been earned, 4 walks to 7 strikeouts, and a 16.62 ERA. His last appearance, though, he had a solid outing against Johnson City. We went 2 innings, giving up just 1 hit, hit a batter, and struck out 3. The reason his ERA is so high is because of the first 2 outings he's made against Kingsport back on the second. Went an inning, gave up 2 hits, 3 runs. Walked 2 and struck out 1. And then June 7th, got the loss against Danville. Went 1 1/3 of innings, gave up 4 hits, 5 runs, and walked 2 runs in the score. and had three strikeouts against the Otterbots. The Otterbots came back from a 5-1 deficit to win that one 12-5. So A.J. Solomon steps in, and 4-2 lead with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning for the Whistle Pigs. After a deep home run by Jag Burden. We'll wait for Happy League data to get the statistics on that one. That one was a no-doubter. First opponent that hit a home run in Pioneer Park this season. His first pitch from Jacobs outside for a ball. Probably that, Bo Ankeny had hit one. Avery Collins had hit one, and then Miles Smith had hit one. It's fourth total home run hit by anybody in the Appy League here at Pioneer Park this season, and the first one by an opposing team. I've had several close calls, though, in this one. He was going to throw back the first, and back plenty of times with Cooley. Solomon flew out to left his last time up. As again, top of the fourth inning again for the Whistle Pigs has been kind to them. They scored now a combined 8 runs in 2 games. And top of the fourth inning, that one's outside 2-0. And they still have time with 2 outs to score multiple runs again. Or have a 2-run homer, but more than 2 runs. It's middle inning, so it's been a back-and-forth game. Those Pigs took a 2-0 lead, and the Flyboys tied it up last inning, but those Pigs now a 4-2 lead. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Solomon hits that one into the air. Smith will run over, calls everyone off, makes the catch, and that ends the frame, but not before the Whistle Pigs retake the lead off a home run by Jag Burden. So will the Flyboys have a response? Can they tie it up or take a lead of their own? We'll find out on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mother Berte will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. He had a leadoff single in the second, came around to score after the RBI by Miles Smith, RBI single by Smith. He advanced all the way to second on a throwing, on the throw by the outfielder. So, batting 1,000. Ella Berte will pick, Blackledge will pick it up, throw over the first to Gatlon, and now batting a poor man's 500 is Ella Berte. It's already one out in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Flyboys. Down 4-2, and Miles Smith will step in. Smith, an RBI single tonight, and he has bolstered his batting average back up to 750. He has a 2,300 OPS, as that one's blocked by catcher Neff. So Smith has had a great series so far in his first action of the season. Solo home run last night. And a single last night, and also drew a walk. Went 3-for-4 last night. 1-for-1 tonight with an RBI. That one's low away. It's 2-0. So he has 2 RBI and runs scored already. And just now is 6 at bat. Here's 2-0. Outside, not 3-0. And this might be one of those unintentional walks to get around Smith to Dub lead as bullpen active for the Whistle Pigs. That one finds corner of the strike zone. It's 3-1. Line's done well. He's gone three innings and at three hits, two runs, one walk, two strikeouts, and has hit one batter. 3-1. And there's the walk, the second walk of the contest for Galline. And there's a run at first. We have one away for Dub Gleed. Dub Gleed steps in. Probably wondering, Dub Gleed, it was voted the number one name in college baseball by College Sports Writers of America. UC Irvine. He goes, his original name's William Gleed, but says he's gone by Dub ever since high school. Fouls that one off, those Gleed, and it's 0-1. Gleed playing at UC Irvine as well, and Affleck family is down in the Utah Valley. His mom went to BYU. So that one's hit into the air towards center field. It's going to carry a ways, but at the wall making the catch is the center fielder. Robinson, is that one held up for a while and may have snuck over if there was any wind out here. We've seen a lot of balls hit deep in this series to the wall of Pioneer Park, but not been able to cross over. Except for that one by Smith, and of course Burton's no doubter. They're going to Saborn Campbell at the bat. He drew a walk his last time up, but was stranded there after Saylor struck out to end the second inning. Throw back to first, and no, just flying under the tag from Reeves. Pardon me. And Smith, that was a good pickoff move from Golan, trying to pick off Smith over at first. It's pitch. Smith's going to take off. That one's hit to right field. Charging on is the right fielder, Okuli. Okuli tries to make a sliding catch and runs right into the wall of the bullpen. He's coming up fine. That would have been a phenomenal snag. He slammed right into the brick wall. There's no padding on that side of the wall. Looks to be okay. Trainer Maria Mueller instantly got up to go check on him, but he looks to be okay as a coolie. That was a great hustle play, if anything. It's a long strike just running out of room to the coolie. Would have been probably the catch of the year in the Appy League. Here's the 0-1. That one's also hit foul by Campbell off the concourse. Bounces back in. A fan makes the catch off the bounce. Has his free souvenir, and now it's 0-2. Sun's starting to set. Lights coming out here. Bottom of the fourth. With two away for the Fly Boys in the bottom of the fourth. They're going to check on Smith again. Tag is not made, and Smith gets back there in time. There have been some close plays. Reeves has kept Smith in check. He's fine there. Here's the 0-2. Good breaking pitch. Finds the corner of the strike zone. That's a strikeout to end the fourth frame. Good pitch by Galine. That freezes Campbell. We played four as we head to the top of the fifth inning here. Flyboys trail at 4-2. I have more action for you when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
4-2 lead for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. And fans, the beer is on tap here at Pioneer Park. And when you come to Pioneer Park, you need to grab some Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of Greenville Flyboys, because since 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on tap at Pioneer Park. As he are having a great night here at Pioneer Park, Thirsty Thursday, as Owen Blackledge steps in for the second time today. He singled his last time up, but was stuck at first after the inning ended in the third. Blackledge steps in. Jacobs will throw a first pitch to him. It's 0-1. Jacobs replacing Wall. Close the door on Wall. He goes 3 2/3 of an inning, 6 hits, 4 runs, 4 of all of them earned, 3 walks to 2 strikeouts in his first start of the season by Finn Wall. Jacobs now in there, and that one missed the strike zone. It's 1-1. One 4-2 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the 5th inning. Is top of the 4th inning. They've scored 8 combined runs in 2 games. It's the Flyboys. Check swing. Blackledge. Doesn't matter. That one finds a strike zone, and it's 1-2. Blackledge steps in. The 1-2. Jacobs looking for his first strikeout of the game. There's the 1-2 pitch. Blackledge is up the middle. Jacobs grabs it, gets all his body down there at the front. The first in time. What a play. That's a hard play for Jacobs. He's 6'9". Had to reach all the way down to grab that one. Picked it up and had to run on the hop. And galloping with grace does Jacobs, like a baby giraffe, to toss it over to Bo Hankeny and get the out. One away. Here comes Jason Neff, who has been phenomenal today. Pardon me, Landon Reeves. Neff's on deck. Reeves 0-2 today. Struck out his last time up. We can get something going here as he hits that one all shot. Almost gets our camera operator for our in-park camera op. Part of the new video board installed here at Tusculum University's Pioneer Park. Scoreboard to end the year. Tusculum didn't have a scoreboard for the entire season because of just delays and, you know, supply chain issues have been going on for a while. But finally got in for opening day here. It was actually for the JUCO College World Series, and it's a beautiful board out in left field. So props to those who helped pay for this project and helped install it. The 1-1 misses from Jacobs. It's 2-1. Someone has hit it. There's no netting in front of it, by the way. But someone has hit it in BP before and hasn't gone out yet, so everybody's kind of on edge about that right now. 2-1. That one's lifted to the outfield. It's going to keep going, and same spot again. A home run for the Whistle Pigs. Their second of the night, as Reeves got all of that one from Jacobs. And it's a no-doubter to about the same spot as the last one, and a 5-2 lead for the Whistle Pigs. That was absolutely beautiful. Reeves nails that one to the outfield, and the lead is extended to 5-2 in favor of the Whistle Pigs on their second home run of the night. Same spots. I have to see exactly how close they are together, because, boy, that was beautiful swing by Reeves. 5-2 lead. Here comes Neff. Didn't reach his last time up. And that is, of course, a triple and came around the score back in the second as that one misses high 2-0. 5-2 lead for the Whistle Pigs after one swing of the bat by Landon Reeves. There's 2-0. That one almost hits Neff, and now 3-0. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's a home run by Reeves. That one gets in there. Now it's 3-1. 3-1 count. One away for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the fifth inning. Up 5-2 now. 3-1 pitch. That one's chopped over the third. Will go foul. And now Jacobs has worked himself back to a full count. Payoff pitch coming to Neff. Looking to keep the inning going. Just one out here in the top of the fifth. Payoff pitch. That one's way too high, and Neff holds off of it, and that is a one-out walk. Now bring up Bronson Rivera. And hope the wheels don't fall off the Flyboys bullpen, as that's the fourth walk of the night. So they have struggled to find the strike zone against the Whistle Pigs in this series. Jacobs will step off to reset. 5-2 lead for Princeton after they hit a solo shot, no doubter, to the same exact spot as the last home run that was hit by Jack Burton. That one's high, 1-0. So no action in the bullpen yet for the Flyboys. And as I say that, you see a pitcher stepping up and stretching. So see how long Jacobs goes in this one. There's the 1-0. With one away. Tie now 2-0. Jacobs has gone just two-thirds of an inning, giving up a hit. That lone hit was that home run. Has walked one. All that's coming this inning is they're just struggling right now for the Flyboys. And have some more arms have come in, but it's been a struggle at times. Flyboys to get out behind, and pretty last against that bat's flown into the dugout as Rivera couldn't hold on to the bat and flung it off the top of the dugout. Hits the netting. It's caught eventually by, I believe, Avery Collins grabbed that one, and he'll give it back to Rivera as that ball, bat went flying. It's a humid night. Again, we're in the air-conditioned press box. You walk outside, and your hands instantly start sweating at times, it feels like, because it's just been humid out here, and it looks like they're going to get a new bat for Rivera. Or possibly some pine tar or something to put on his hands, as he's going to walk to the dugout real quick and take a quick time out here to check on the scoreboard around the Appy League. Bluefield's run may be coming to an end. They're down 10-2 in the bottom of the seventh to Danville Otterbites. Alaska up 12-3 in the bottom of the fourth on Johnson City. So the offense has come back for Pulaski again. They have scored a combined 15 runs in that series, and they're surprisingly are in danger of being swept, but they're up by 9 right now. Kingsport's up on Bristol 5-0, and the Sock Puppets are tied with Elizabethton 2-2 in the bottom of the third. And there's an interesting stat line going on in Bristol that we'll talk about after this pitch. 2-1 to Rivera as he gets set back in. That one is going to hit him, and Rivera does all of that, gets a new bat, and it doesn't matter because he's going to walk toward first after getting hit, and he's hold on. So you've seen a home run, a walk, and now a hit batter for Jacobs as the wheels are starting to fall off a little bit for the Flyboys, and Rivera's going to reach. He'll be fine on a hit-by-pitch. We say pay attention down in Bristol because they're into the top of the sixth inning, and Kingsport is right now throwing a no-hitter in that one. Bristol has had two batters reach, Hampton and Arado have both reached on walks. We're heading to the top of the sixth, a no-hitter right now thrown by Kingsport's Meyer. He's gone five innings, giving up walk two and struck out three, but hasn't given up a hit yet. So might need to check on Bristol. Do Woody Hadding gets in there for a strike 0-1, and Jacobs looks to settle down here and keep this a three-run deficit after giving up the home run. Here's the 0-1 from Jacobs. That one, they're going to see if it plunks, and it does. That one hits. Hedin. That's back-to-back hit batters. The wheels have completely fallen off the track now for the Fly Boys as they have gone off the runway. As it's been a home run, a walk, a hit batter, and a hit batter. And the bases are loaded for Jag Burton, who hit a no-doubt home run back in the second inning. Pardon me, back in the fourth inning. You know he wants another one. Bases loaded. That would be a grand slam. It would blow this game wide open. So they are down. The Fly Boys are down 5-2. Coach Andy Collins is going to step back to the dugout and Jacobs Lee, if he can calm down a little bit after the visit, and bodies quickly warming up in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Believe the next pitcher up will be Cade Nelson. Caswell Smith and Riley Taylor are all available tonight. Fly Boys, and the bases are loaded. With just one out here in the top of the fifth inning. That one's in the dirt, and it's 1-0 to Jag Burton. Jag Burton, again, hit a no-doubter home run to retake the lead, make it 4-2, and another home run earlier this inning by Reeves. It's made a 5-2 lead. 1-0, that one finds the corner of strike zone, it's 1-1. So 1-1 with one out. So Princeton has the bases loaded. Just one out. They are just 2-for-9 of runners in scoring position this series. Could have been a lot worse last night, but the walks are the reason why. That one's in on the line. Caught by Ankeny. Throw back to second in time. Double play. So Bo Ankeny makes a great play to keep it to just one run. Off the bases loaded jam, and Jacobs gets out of that one. Thanks to great awareness by Bo Ankeny. Into the bottom of the fifth inning, and now a 5-2 lead for the Whistle Pigs. Fly Boys looking to get back into this one. We return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
5-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. After Whistle Pigs hit another home run, their second of this contest. Take a 5-2 lead after Carson Jacobs kind of fell apart that inning, but a nice double play by Bo Ankeny ended the frame. There comes Kean Saylor to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. He struck out his last time up, his lone time up today. Fordham Products been struggling for a bit. Looking to get back on track after he started off solid. So they fouls that one off, and it's 0-1. Saylor batting 150 on the season. Does have an OPS of 402. That's two RBIs and five runs scored, but they struggled as of late. The 0-1 is in the dirt, and 1-1 was Gallon out there for another inning of work. He has gone, given up three hits, two runs, and two walks, three strikeouts, hit one batter. But after allowing runs in the second and third, as Saylor fouls that one off, 1-2. He settled in pretty well. That's Gallon. beautiful baseball sky out here. It looks gorgeous. On a hot day, East Tennessee. 1-2, fouled off again. Tomorrow, some chances of rain. It's probably going to start late tonight, about 1 a.m. So, hopefully, if you're out tonight, after Thursday, one, get a driver, please. Also, get home early to avoid the storms. That one almost clips. Sailor gets out the way, and it's 2-2. Thursday, plenty of beer still on tap at Pioneer Park. Come out and grab you a nice cold drink. 2-2. That one is going to clip Sailor. That's the second hit batter of the day for Golan, and Sailor will reach a leadoff hit by pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the top of the order, and Will Taylor comes back up. Taylor 1-for-2 today, struck out his last time up, had a leadoff single in the first, but was stranded over at second base to end the frame. Taylor steps in with runner at first is Sailor. Nobody out. Down 5-2, bottom of the fifth. That one gets the edge of strike zone away, and Taylor knows he should have swung at that one. Taylor had a ball hit toward the left field. It's Bristol. They thought was a home run and went off the top of the Energy Home Solutions sign right in front of the foul pole, and ended up just getting a double. Had a nice catch on his backside last night to rob a hit out in center field. Big swing and a miss. Nice move from Golan, and it's 0-2 on Taylor. He's having a good season. Love to get on base and get some offense going for the Flyboys, down by 3 runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Throw back the first is not in time. Golan's thrown a lot to first, checking on these runners, and so far it hasn't worked yet. They did catch Miles Smith trying to steal third back in the second inning. I haven't called anybody on a pickoff move. That one's hit up the gap through the hole. Taylor's got a single here in the fifth inning, and the carousel starts moving for the Flyboys with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. That brings up Brock Daniels to the plate. Daniels was hit by a pitch, came around the score back in the third. After Jack O'Reilly's little nubber down the line stayed fair. And O'Reilly was out at first, but Daniels will speed up the score from third base as that one misses high, 1-0. Brock Daniels, that is his 6-run score of the year, I believe. It is. He steps in, and anything to the outfield with the speed of Taylor and Sailor. Chance to bring home two and cut to a 1-run game as Golan will step off. All about throwing it back to Woody Hedin over at short, but thought it's better of it. Taylor has stolen third twice this season. So he is dangerous over at second base. They've gunned out Smith already tonight, and that ball goes wide, and the catcher bounces off the backstop. And that's a that will move everybody up 90 feet, and now the double play is taken away. And Will Taylor and Kean Sailor are standing in scoring position with nobody out on a 2-0 count to Brock Daniels here in the bottom of the fifth, looking to try to tie this one up or cut into this lead, the 2-0. That one is low in the strike zone, and it's 2-1. Daniels has some power behind him. If he can lift one again, we've seen a pair of home runs to right field tonight by the Whistle Pigs. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Daniels, he reaches out for that one, chops it over the third, and the only play is going to be at first is running back with Sailor. Sailor tried to run over, and that's a great awareness by Rivera over at third base to try to force the tag first and chase Sailor back to the bag, as Daniels can't advance the runners on the 5-3 putout. And Jack O'Reilly steps up, and O'Reilly had the little nubber down the line that I believe everybody in the stadium thought was going to go foul. It didn't, and Reeves picked up to tag him, but not before Brock Daniels could score. It's 1-for-2 tonight. Sorry, 0-for-2 tonight. We have an RBI that scored Daniels. Two runners on, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, down 5-2. That one misses from Gallon, and it's 1-0. There was action in the whistle pick bullpen, but it's settled down, so it looks like this is Gallon's game for the time being. He's gone 4 1/3 innings. Giving up 4 hits, 2 runs. That one misses outside, and now 2-0. Riley, the Villanova Wildcat, native of Villanova, Pennsylvania. Looking to lift one to the outfield and score at least two, but he could tie it up with one swing of the bat. Here's the 2-0 throw, O'Reilly. O'Reilly hits that up the middle. One run's going to score, and Jack O'Reilly, 2 RBI single, has cut this to a one-run lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That might be it for Andres Gallon. He goes 4 1/3 of an inning, gives up 5 hits, 4 runs all earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and hits 2 batters, and that will do it for him after O'Reilly's 2 RBI single. So the Flyboys have made this a 1-run game. Things are interesting here in Greenville. In return, see if the Flyboys can take a lead here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Lead cut to 5-4 in favor of the Whistle Pigs in the bottom of the fifth. Riley. And now a new pitcher for the Whistle Pigs is number 34, Robert Reddy. Cape May, New Jersey, from Richmond University. So he steps in. A 5-4 lead, just one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Flyboys. And that's the third RBI of the night for Jack O'Reilly. And look at Robert Reddy and his stats, and it's been kind of a rough go. Only 3 innings pitched, an 0-1 record, a 24 ERA, 8 hits, 9 runs, 8 of those earned. He's given up a home run, was walked 1 and struck out 4. Opponents are batting .421 against Reddy so far this season. And Bo Ankeny steps in looking to tie this one up or possibly take a lead with one swing of the bat. This team down 5-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. This will be the first lead of the ball game if Ankeny can drive one out of here for the Flyboys. Down 5-4 after O'Reilly's 2 RBI single. Yes, first pitch from Reddy. That finds corner strike zone 0-1. Up for 2 tonight for Ankeny. I'm going to get going here. Comes the 0-1 from Reddy to Ankeny. O'Reilly at first. That one hits into the air. That kind of jammed up Ankeny and out to the right fielder and caught by O'Cooley. And that will sit down Ankeny and bring up La Liberte. La Liberte, pardon me. Berte had a single in the second, came around the score, and then grounded out to Reeves on a great play by him to start off the fourth inning as Liberte looks to bring home O'Reilly down by one here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-4 lead with two outs. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, it's blocked, and running back to first and making the tag and not in time as O'Reilly took a big lead, a good throw from Neff, and Reeves just couldn't get the tag in as O'Reilly just got back in time. A tough one for sure. 1-0, and that one's hit skyward. Going to hang in center field. Solomon's going to run up and grab it, and that ends the inning. But Jack O'Reilly is having a good day so far. He's at 3 RBI. And two more has cut the lead to one. We've played five. We had the top of the sixth inning. Score, Princeton 5, Greenville 4 here. In the top of the sixth inning, let's see what action comes back with you on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Five 4 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the sixth inning. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help guide you for every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there is no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866. Visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. Also find McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Robinson steps in. The Enrico Virginia native plays at VCU. Step in. He had an RBI single. Back in the set, was caught stealing and then flew out to Miles Smith his last time up. Team up 5-4, looking to extend that lead. Is that pitch from Jacobs almost hits them? Jacobs, that last inning, after giving up the home run, got a little bit away from him, giving a walk. Back-to-back hit by pitches, but got a double play from Bo Ankeny to end the frame. Now, that's why it's just a one-run lead for the Whistle Pigs. That one misses high, 2-0. Caden Nelson will be the next pitcher up for the Flyboys, you assume, based on the rotation given by Jermaine Curtis. Time's called by Robinson. A beautiful sky is here. It's nature showing off here tonight. It's been hot all day, but it's a beautiful night here in Pioneer Park. 2-0. Fouled off and 2-1. Going to keep looking over at Kingston and Bristol, and Bristol's broken up the no-hitter, down 7-0 in the bottom of the sixth. So, 5 innings of no-hit baseball from the Axemen, but still up 7-0 on the State Liners. That's in there for a strike, 2-2. 5-4 lead for Princeton in this one. 3-2 pitch, pardon me. Payoff pitch coming from Jacobs to Robinson. Robinson stays alive and count remains at 3-2. It's a good crowd has come here to enjoy Thirsty Thursday again. $3 20-ounce beers served all night long. You can't beat that, especially to cool off at the ballpark on what's been a hot week. Payoff pitch. Reaches out for it. Caught by Jacobs. Runs over. Flips it to Ankeny and makes the play. Great awareness by Jacobs again. Didn't have to reach his long 6'9 frame down like the last time, but caught off the hop, and that's the first out of the inning. That brings up Mitchell O'Cooley. So Cooley replaced Weems in the second, in the bottom of the first inning, and batted in the third and got a single and stole second, was left at stranded, and drew a walk back in the fourth inning. That was in there for a strike, 0-1. Weems got a leadoff single and then was picked off or was out after on a fielder's choice. So that one is in there for a strike, 0-2. Interesting to see what's up with Weems. Hopefully he's okay. We've seen O'Cooley ran right into the wall in the bullpen. Finnegan Wall got nailed by a ball back at him, and then Brock Daniels slowed it up. So some of these guys taking some beatings tonight. The 0-2 from Jacobs. That one's hit over toward Ankeny at first. Ankeny's now going to flip to Jacobs, and now 1-3 goes to 3-1 on back-to-back putouts, and they're two away for A.J. Solomon. Solomon is right now one of just two players who have not reached safely tonight for the Whistle Pigs. Rivera has reached safely. He was hit by pitch tonight for the Whistle Pigs as that ball gets by Liberte for a ball 1-0. Every single Whistle Pig reached safely last night after drawing 11 combined walks. Tonight they've drawn 4 walks and have been hit by 2 pitches. All by Jacobs. Those 2 hit pitches were all by Jacobs. He has 1 walk because that one's in on a line foul and out of play. 2 walks, 3 walks for the starter, Finn Wall, who went 3 2/3 of innings. They have 6 hits, 4 runs. Walked 3, struck out 2. Including 2 home runs have been the difference so far for the Whistle Pigs. Both to about the same spot. Jack Burden. And by Landon Reeves. The 1-1. And that far strike. Now it's 1-2 as Jacobs is starting to find some control here. Looking to make this a 1-2-3 inning for the Whistle Pigs in the top of the 6th. The 1-2 with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. That one can't find the corner of the strike zone. Jacobs follows strike 3. Walk away, and now deuces are wild for Jacobs and Solomon. Solomon reaches. Blackledge is on deck. The Whistle Pigs. Here's the pitch way outside. Now it's a full count. Solomon looks to reach safely for the first time today. This will also be the first 1-2-3 inning for either side. The leadoff batter for each inning reached in the first 3 frames. Here's a payoff pitch to Solomon. That one is low for a ball. That's another walk by Jacobs, so not a 1-2-3 inning. Inning continues for the Whistle Pigs, and Owen Blackledge will step in as Owen's been designated as kind of the custom walk-up song for him, and it's kind of worked today. He is 1-for-3 with a strikeout, so it's been a little hit or miss. We'll see if what Blackledge can do here. First pitch and check swing, and they'll say Blackledge held up. It's 1-0. Blackledge struck out, reached on a single. That was the one that went off of Wall's shoulder, and luckily Wall was fine. Stayed in the game. Here's the 1-0. And then for a strike, and it's 1-1 to Blackledge, and that gives a trio of Ric Flair woos from the press box. They decide they're going to pick one player to mess with this entire time. I'm not sure how that's determined. I believe that was by random, so. Good crowd is also here for Pioneer Park, making their voice heard. Enjoying a nice night at the bar as the sun starts to set in Greenville. 5-4 lead for the Whistle Pigs. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Two-out walk drawn by Solomon. Solomon's going to take off. That's a strike in there. Throw is wide. Tag can not be applied. As Dub Glee tried to make the tag there on Solomon's backside and just couldn't get it in time. And now it's a 1-2 count. Solomon's still second, and Blackledge can extend the lead if he can get one down. The 1-2. Coming to Blackledge with Solomon second, two outs, top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. They're going to see if Blackledge went around. They're going to say he did. That strike three. Blackledge struck out for the second time tonight, and Jacobs gets out of the inning. Run lead still for the Whistle Pigs. Fly Boys will look to tie or take a lead when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Five-four lead for the Whistle Pigs after a strikeout by Jacobs gets the Fly Boys out of the inning and keeps it a one-run game so far in this one. So Fly Boys are trying to come back again. That would be the third come-from-behind win this week during his homestand. Second come from behind win. They were tied with Bristol when they walked it off earlier in this homestand. Now 5-4 to the State Liners, and then won 7-5. And last night we're up 2-1, but lost it 9-3, and now we're down 5-4. Smith will step in for the Fly Boys to start the frame. Smith has been phenomenal today. He's reached twice. Looks at the first pitch strike 0-1. As an RBI single was called throughout and steal third and then drew a walk in his last time up. Continues his hot start. Now his seventh at bat of the season. As Smith hits that one toward the left, it's going to hang up in the air and will finally be caught in the last minute by the left fielder, Jack Burden, and there's one away. That brings up Dub Glee to bat. G Lead is 0 for 2 today. Looking to get something going is the UC Irvine product. The first pitch, he's swinging over to left field. That's going to hang in the air and drop, actually. I thought that was going to be up a little too long, and Byrne was going to be able to get there. But, no, that one just dropped in the perfect spot for Gleed to get over with a one-out single. So Club Dib looking to get open here at Pioneer Park. So he gets a hit. Saborn Campbell steps up. That's Gleed's first hit of the season. So he's looking to bring home a lead as that one's hit up the middle by Campbell. And that's a single. Back-to-back singles by the Fly Boys with just one out. So Campbell gets a hit. And he ends the bottom of the sixth inning has a chance to bring home a tying run with a hit to the outfield and possibly the lead run if he can get one deep enough to score Campbell. Sayer was hit by a pitch his last time up and came around to score off the two RBI single by Jack O'Reilly. And then Will Taylor scored, and Taylor is in the dome deck circle with the Fly Boys. One away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Saylor hits that to left field. That's going to carry. Keep going. Keep going. It's caught by Burden. And Gleed has to walk back as that's the second out of the inning. Very well hit ball. Thought that one could have possibly dropped like the one Gleed hit, but didn't quite score. And now back, top of the order is back up and Will Taylor. He has two singles today, so he's back on track and came around to score back in the fifth inning. Another single, again, with the speed on the base paths of Gleed and Campbell could possibly give the Fly Boys their first lead of the night here in the bottom of the sixth inning, down 5-4 to the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Two runners on with two outs. Here's the pitch to Taylor. Taylor swings at the first one he sees and fouls off the backstop, 0-1. Reddy's gone on 1 1/3 of an innings, giving up two hits, both back-to-back singles by Gleed and Campbell this inning, looking to get out of a jam and keep it a one-run lead for the Whistle Pigs after they could not score in the last inning. They 0-1. Swing and a miss. Gets Taylor to chase. Taylor knows he shouldn't have swung at that one. It's 0-2. Get out of the jam is ready. Two outs for Will Taylor. Runners at first and second. In the bottom of the sixth, Whistle Pigs up 5-4. Ready? Gets ready, but now time's going to be called by his catcher, Neff. Now Taylor will step back in. Taylor's looking to hit one to the outfield and score, at least score two. But one hit to the outfield will tie this game up. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, gets away from Neff. Doug Lee's going to take off at third. He is in there safely. Everyone moves up on the pass ball. And now the tying run is just 90 feet away. And the winning run sits at second, or the lead run, pardon me, sits at second. For Taylor and the Fly Boys, that one just Neff couldn't find. And by the time he could throw it to third, Gleed was sliding in there. And it was going to be a close play, and Dub Lee gets in there safely. 1-2, two outs. 5-4 lead, a single could possibly give the Fly Boys the lead. Here's the pitch. They're going to see if Taylor, did he hold up? And they say he does, and it's now deuces wild for Taylor with two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Big hole between short and third. Taylor can poke it down the line. With score two, 2-2. Taylor hits that one foul back to the netting. Fire resets. would love to have also his first home run of the season, as he had one go off the wall earlier this week. But in anything to the outfield, Taylor may try for a triple. He has got that kind of speed. Just trying to bring home at least one run here. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Reddy gets out of the jam. So the Flyboys get back-to-back singles. Get runners in scoring position, but cannot score. And it's still a one-run lead for the whistle. Princeton's up 5-4 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
5-4 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the seventh inning after they get out of a jam. And a pitching change for the Flyboys is Cade Nelson coming in. Nelson, 6-foot righty out of Castle Pines, Colorado, Gateway Community College in Arizona. This season he has thrown 6 innings. He's got 3 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. One hit batted, 3 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Against Elizabethan was rolling for 3 innings, had struck out whopping 6 batters and had walked nobody, but then got into a tough jam and gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, walked the batter, hit one, and that kind of blew the game open for the River Riders in an 11-4 win. But other than that, Nelson's been solid in his short time here in Greenville, so go ahead and close the door on Jacobs. He goes 2 1/3 of an innings. He's up 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks to 1 strikeout, and he came in loaded jam at one point. And also, at one point, had runner at second with 2 away and was able to get out of the jams without allowing any more runs, and that's why it's a 1-run ball game with Landon Reeves stepping in. 5-4 lead. Reeves hit a home run his last time up. As that first pitch from Jacobs misses 1-0. That was a no-doubter. Still haven't seen any data on that one. Let's see if we can find that. It's a pitch, swing and a miss. By Reeves, and there we go. Landon Reeves home run went 105 miles off the bat, 426 feet, as that one misses outside, 2-1. This is a moonshot here. Jack Burton's went 389 feet, 98 miles per hour. So his was a no-doubter as well, but Reeves, that's a no-doubter. I believe that's the longest home run hit, as that's a swing and miss, 2-2. I believe that's now the longest home run hit in the Appy League, as Michael Moss went 413 feet tonight for Johnson City. Fowler belongs to Reeves on the no-doubter. Now he's down 2-2 to Nelson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Nelson coming in, doing some great cleanup work. As he gets the K to start off the top of the seventh inning. Here comes Jason Neff. Yeah, triple is last time up, and he swings his first pitch easy and fouls it off into the Flyboy bullpen. Drew a walk and got stuck at third his last time up, so looking to see what he can do here is Neff. There's the 0-1. 1-1. Fanning 1-for-2 tonight. Has drawn a walk. Every single batter has reached base safely tonight. For the Whistlepigs again. That one's in that first strike. 1-2. Rivera's the only one that hasn't drawn a walk or gotten a hit tonight. He was hit by a pitch last time up. Here's the 1-2. That one gets the corner of the strike zone. Caden Nelson, back-to-back strikeouts. He's feeling it. They're two away in the top of the seventh. Here comes Bronson Rivera. He'll step in, the Hawaii native, making the trip across the country to Princeton, West Virginia. Plays for the University of Hawaii. Here's the first pitch he sees. It's going to hit over to Ankeny. Ankeny's going to flip it over to Nelson. There's the first 1-2-3 inning of the night, thanks to Cade Nelson. Defense on display and keeps it a one-run deficit for the Fly Boys. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Time to stretch in Greenville. It's a 5-4 lead for the Whistlepigs. See what the Fly Boys can do when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Time to stretch here in Greenville as Rocky Top plays. And I'll hold my thoughts to myself on that song. I have cousins who went to Tennessee, so I can't really say too much bad about the university. Of course, they were the one seed really all season long, and they fell in the Super Regionals to Notre Dame in three games, and now they are missing the College World Series as that gets started in Omaha tomorrow. That's going to be a fun outing, as always. It's always fun. That's one of the biggest things ever in Omaha, Nebraska. Everybody wonders, why is it there? Omaha embraces it with so much joy. I had a friend who had been to, believe, 19 straight College World Series. Yes, even when he was 1 year old, he had gone to College World Series. He's from Omaha. And the only time he missed was because he had started working a full-time job. But he still watched, and his parents still went because they had season tickets. So that's how big of a deal the College World Series for D1 men's baseball is. Also a big deal out in Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series, where the Oklahoma Sooners won, and a former Sooner steps in now in Brock Daniels, transferring to Missouri to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. And down by one run, Princeton up 5-4. In the bottom of the seventh inning, here's the pitch to Brock Daniels. He hits that to the outfield. It may carry a little too long, and it will, because Burton's able to get underneath it to record the out. First pitch swinging is Daniels again. Well, here comes Jack O'Reilly, and he's been clutch tonight. He is 1-for-3 with 3 RBI, including a 2 RBI single his last time up. That's why it's a 5-4 deficit. Also brought home Daniels back in the third inning with a ground out to first base. A little number down the line that just stayed fair. Looking here early in his debut for the Fly Boys, that pitch from Reddy misses, and it's 1-0. Fly Boys had runners at second and third with two outs, but Reddy was able to get a strikeout on Taylor to end the inning back in the sixth. So I'm always looking to answer here and try to have that third second come from behind win this week of this six-game homestand. That's fouled off 1-1. Trying to go 500. They're 2-3 after. Pardon me. They're going to be 2-4 No, 2-3. Had to do math there. I was like, something's not right. They'll be 2-4 if they lose this game, as they were swept by John City and swept Bristol and lost to Princeton last night, as that one's high. 2-1. Again, not great at math, is your announcer. There's a reason he majored in journalism and communications. Also have a master's in sports management. I don't know how, to be perfectly honest with you. There's a lot of math in that field. As that one's hit softly towards Solomon, he'll pick it up for the first and in time. And O'Reilly is retired, and there's two away quickly for Bo Ankeny. Ankeny's 0 for 3 tonight, looking to get himself going. Flew out to right his last time up on a pitch. He knew he just missed that. It's the tall body from Grand Canyon steps in, looking to tie it up with one swing of the bat. And he was swinging for the fences on that one. He's ready, drops that one, and it's 0-1. Reddy is struck out just one, but came big as he shut down Will Taylor with runners at second and third for the Flyboys back in the sixth inning. There's the 0-1 pitch. Oh, it's high, 1-1. Ankeny has, of course, hit two home runs this year. That's the most of anybody on the roster at the Flyboys. Just one home run apiece for Dalton, Collins, and Smith. It's the only one that hit a home run on the road tonight. Pardon me, Dalton hit one on Kingsport as well, so there's only two that hit one on the road. So that's low, 2-1. Seen two home runs by the Whistle Pigs tonight. Those are the first two homers hit in Pioneer Park that did not belong to a Flyboys player. This season, here's the 2-1 coming to Bo Ankeny. Ankeny skies that one in the air. It's going to get out of play, though, and deuces are wild to Ankeny. And that one goes off the edge of the concourse and gets out. A fan thought he had a chance to catch it. It just hit off the edge of the overhang here. Look, solid crowd still in, braving the heat, and most importantly, enjoying them. 20-ounce beers that are $3 each, served all night long. Cooling off with some tall brewskis, 2-2. That one's hit softly. The short picked up by Hadeen for the first in time, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Flyboys. So we played seven, still just a one-run deficit. Can the Whistle Pigs get some insurance? Let's find out as a family together on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Up U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
5-4 lead for the Whistle Pigs, going to the top of the eighth inning, and check around the rest of the Appy League, and Danville is going to end Bluefield's five-game win streak, unless the Ridge Runners can score seven runs with two outs remaining for them, is down 12-5 in the bottom of the fifth. Pulaski, they had the offense last night. Bad news, Johnson City had more, scoring 22 runs. Tonight, Pulaski's up 16-3 on Johnson City, so must have failed an extra point somewhere to the River Turtles to take the 13-run lead. Bristol was getting no hit through five innings against Kingsport. They're only down 7-4 in the top of the eighth. That's State Lions have rallied back. And then a good one up in Raleigh, or the Raleigh-Durham area, the triad, as Burlington's up 4-2 on Elizabethton, top of the sixth. 5-4 lead for the Whistle Pigs here, and the Pigs will look to extend their lead as Woody Hadeen steps in. Hadeen is 0-for-1 today, but has a run scored and drew a walk because that one's hit over to Dub Gleed and on the first. Or the outs, the first pitch swinging is his teammate from UC Irvine, and here comes Jag Burton, who has one of the two home runs tonight. As well as, just a paltry 386 feet. The right field wall. So he squares the bunt, and look at a ball 1-0. Landon Reeves hit one 425 feet. Absolute no doubter from Reeves. 1-0. Allen's fouled off, and it's 1-1 off the concourse. Heads up, back into a fan's pocket. Gets a souvenir. Crowds have come to this six-game homestand. You don't want to miss the Fly Boys when they're at home. It's 1-1 coming in to Burton. That misses low from Nelson, 2-1. Fly Boys will be away for a day off, and then we'll be at Pulaski the first overnight trip before traveling up to Kingsport for a contest. 2-1 is fouled off by Burden to make it 2-2. Fly Boys will then host Kingsport for a contest next Friday. And then we'll host a two-game set against Elizabethton on Saturday and Sunday. And we got a lot of promotions coming up that we'll tell you about soon. 2-2. That one's hit off the end of the bat by Burden. And over in foul territory, O'Reilly can't get there in time. Makes 2-2. Next Friday, from Rookie of the Year, Henry Rowengarter makes his appearance at the ballpark. He'll be out for the first pitch, sign autographs, take some pictures. So come out and see Mr. Rowengarter from that classic baseball film. Then another film, Star Wars Night, next Saturday. Darth Vader, some stormtroopers will be here. You never know what you're going to find. You'll find your park. 2-2. That one's hit by Burden. He golfs it a bit. Running over is Campbell, who makes the catch. He was shaded over in left field and had to run back over after the shift and makes the grab. And there's two away. Here comes Jesse Robinson. 1-for-3 today, has an RBI single. Hit into a double play, though, his last time up, I believe. Pardon me. Lined out to the first base his last time up. So the Whistle Pigs have had six batters retired in order now as that one misses away. 2-0. Five batters retired in a row as they have been unable to extend this lead up 5-4 on the Fly Boys. That one just misses high. It's now 3-0. Robinson looking to earn the walk and keep the inning alive. 3-0 from Nelson right down the middle, 3-1. Nelson's working quickly. He has struck out two, has not allowed a hit, and has not allowed a single base runner on, and is 1 2/3 innings of work. The walk, that's his first walk of the contest, and the streak of batters retired is ended for the Whistle Pigs. Top the order back up in Mitchell O'Cooley. And O'Cooley tonight is 1-for-2, has drawn a walk. Hasn't been able to really do anything with it. Got all the way to third, back in the third inning after stealing second. Couldn't score. Stranded at first base, back in the fourth for drawing a walk. Grounded out to Ankeny on a throw back to Jacobs. That one's high and outside, 1-0. Nelson looking to find the strike zone here. This kind of was what happened to him against Elizabethton. He had just one bad inning. And again, the Fly Boys were down. Granted, they were already down 8-2 at that point when he came in. But he had kept Elizabethton off the board and given the Fly Boys a chance for the first nine time. Offense just couldn't get going that night until late. And Nelson gave the team a chance, keeping the River Riders off the board for three innings before a three-run eighth inning, kind of doomed the team. And a throwback to first is in time! It was a safe late call by the outfield umpire, Matthew Metcalf. He went to make the safe sign, and they'll say Robinson just got back in time as Ankeny looked to apply the tag. That was super close. Up here, it looked like Ankeny may have just gotten it, but there's some dirt in the way. Metcalf has a better view than of anybody. Stays 1-0, and the inning continues. That was a great move by Cade Nelson. Now throw back the Ferris. That one's nowhere near in time. It's high, and stays at 1-0. This is more pickoff moves than usual by the Fly Boys. They haven't made too many this season, and all of a sudden they've tried tonight to kind of keep the Whispers in check, and Jones is going to go off, and Liberte drops the ball, and that's going to be a stolen base. So comes back to haunt him, does the overturned call by Metcalf, and now runner in scoring position again for the Whistle Pigs, looking to extend. They'd love to get a run. They have been not great runners in scoring position. 2-for-11 tonight. Last night they were 2-for-9. That one gets in there for a strike, 2-1. They are combined 4-for-20 with runners in scoring position in this series. But still scored 9 runs last night. Have scored 5 tonight. It's just been the walks issued by the Fly Boys. 6 tonight and 11 last night. 17 combined walks issued for the Fly Boys pitching staff. Gets into chase as Nelson induces a wild and down to the final strike of this inning. And Nelson can get out of the jam with a strikeout. He has a 1-run deficit. 5-4 lead for the Whistle Pigs. Top of the 8th inning. Second's Robinson after drawing a 2-out walk and stealing second. 2-2 pitch to O'Cooley from Cade Nelson. Here's the pitch. That one's hit on a line, gets through the hole. Robinson's going to round third. The throw to the plate is not going to be made as Smith's got to hold it up. And that is a 2-out RBI single for O'Cooley. And that is an insurance run for the Whistle Pigs as they now lead it 6-4. Let's picks finally have got something and runners in scoring position finally get their third hit of the night and get a run scored. Now the run continues with A.J. Solomon. The Nelson's looking like a 1-2-3 inning. His first pitch strike 0-1. Fortunately for Nelson, couldn't get out of this one after getting overturned call on Metcalf. First said that Robinson was out on the pickoff move, but then changed his mind and saw that Robinson must have gotten back in time. 0-1 down the middle, 0-2 now. Nelson just pounding the strike zone now, looking to get out of this inning before any more damage is done. His team now down 6-4, thanks to the RBI single by O'Cooley. Two outs, top of the 8th inning, 6-4 lead, 0-2 count coming to A.J. Sue. Swing and a miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Nelson gets out of that one, but not before a run is scored with 2 outs for the Whistle Pigs as they extend their lead to 6-4. Can the Fly Boys come back, possibly tie it up and avoid having to go to the bottom of the ninth inning, or push it to, or will we go to the bottom of the ninth inning regardless? Let's see what happens here when we turn the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold, and that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at getvaccineanswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Two finals in the Appy League, and one ended in just five innings as a lightning delay pushes this one, but Pulaski handles business against Johnson City 16-3 to split that crazy series after the River Turtles lost last night 22-13. So combined, let's do some quick math. You know that's going to be an adventure. Combined, 54 runs scored in that series, and it's a split. for the River Turtles and Doughboys. Danville, meanwhile, holds off Bluefield. Bluefield got a late charge, scored 3 runs in the 9th inning, but the Otterbods knock off the Ridge Runners 12-8. That ends their 5-game winning streak. 6-4 lead for Princeton here as Cameron Laliberte has 6 outs left for the Flyboys to score at least 2 runs to tie it up. That one's high, 1-0. You tie it up or take a win. And in the 8th inning against Bristol, they were down by 1 run, 5-4, and ended up winning 7-5. See if the Flyboys can do that here tonight with a big 8th inning. Here's 1-0 to Laliberte. That one's hit up the middle. Going to keep going back and settling underneath and making the catch is the center fielder. Robinson, pardon me. Didn't read my own handwriting there. And there's the first out and for Miles Smith. And Smith, though, still has had a good day. He flew out the left his last time up, but other than that, he has an RBI single. Drew a walk, was caught stealing, though. Trying to steal third back in the second inning, getting a little bit too greedy there. It's probably Miles Smith, but you got the speed, go use it. Get something going on offense through the Flyboys. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. They scored a pair of runs back in the 5th. Haven't scored since then. Had a great chance, runs at second and third with 2 outs for Will Taylor back in the 6th, pardon me, and just couldn't score. Then went down 1-2-3 in the 7th inning. The 0-1. That one just misses the strike zone. It's 1-1 as Smith holds off on that one. It's probably a tempting pitch for Smith, but he held off just enough. Here's the 1-1 coming to Miles Smith. His team out 6-4, 1 out, and bottom of the 8th inning. That one gets in the strike zone, finds the corner. As that's a great pitch from Reddy. 1-2. Reddy's gone 3 innings, ended up just 2 hits. Struck out 1. Strikeout was huge as it came against Will Taylor with runners at 2nd and 3rd. Back in the 6th. 6-4 lead for the Whistle Pigs. Here's the pitch from Reddy. Allen's shot foul, and Smith will stay alive. Dub leads on. You'd love to go ahead and get some runs here if you're the Flyboys and go ahead and make it where you have to put the pressure on the Whistle Pigs, but we'll see what happens here. Is that only 5 outs remaining to do so for the Flyboys in this contest? 0-1-2. That one's hit opposite way. Third baseman jumping catch is made. What a snag by Rivera. He shut off his hops and makes the snag, and there's 2 away. That was just a softly hit ball toward third, and Rivera was able to time it right and get the jump and gets the out. And Dub Gleed steps up. Now that is 6 straight batters retired by the Flyboys. And pardon me. 7 straight batters retired for the Flyboys. They've gone cold for a bit. It's an 0-1 to Dub Gleed. Gleed got a single with 1 out and back of the 6th, and then got up to 3rd base on a pass ball. After another single by Saborn Campbell, but nothing came of it. So the Flyboys are still down 6-4. The 0-1. That one is curveball that misses everything and goes off the glove of catcher Neff, and is 1-1. Flyboys on the road for 3 straight following this against Johnson City for having a day off. The Whistle Pigs will be at home against Bristol for a pair of games before taking on Pulaski on June 19th. That one's hit on a line. Rivera can't handle that one. That's going to be a 2-out single as the ball rolls all the way to the wall. Gleed is going to go to 2nd. That might be a 2-out double, actually. And Gleed is in there staying. 2-out double. As Glee's gotten back-to-back hits, and there's a chance now. The tying run sits at 2nd for Saborn Campbell. Balling off of Rivera's glove into the outfield, rolled to the wall, and if Campbell can push one to the outfield, it's 5-ball game, and 1 swing of the bat with a home run would tie it up. Here in the bottom of the 8th, 2 outs after Glee's 2-out double. Club Dub starting to open up here in Greenville. Here's the pitch to Campbell. He looks at it for a strike. He singled his last time up and got stranded at second. It's in the inning. The 0-1 pitch going from Reddy to Campbell. Gleeds on second after a two-out double. The 0-1. Allen skied out of play, and now it's 0-2, and Reddy is a strike away from getting out of another jam. On this one. Here comes the pitch. Reddy is set. The 0-2 with two outs coming to Campbell. Here's the pitch. That one's high, 1-2. Campbell's alive. If Campbell can get on, you have Key and Saylor on deck. Saylor today is 0-2, but does have a run score as he reached after being hit by a pitch back in the fifth inning and scored a run there. There's the 1-2 to Campbell. That one's chopped over to Solomon. Going to be a tough play. He handles it for the first in time for the out. So, again, the Flyboys get a runner in the scoring position. Can't score. They are now 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. So, Whistle Pigs look to add on some more insurance. Flyboys know, though, right now we'll have to score at least two runs to push this one to extras, possibly. Let's see what happens here as we return. New pitcher for the Flyboys, too. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of
Dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Riley Taylor out to try to close this one out and keep it a two-run deficit for the Flyboys. And Taylor earlier this week had a phenomenal start against the Bristol State Liners. Went five innings, gave up three hits, hit one batter, walked one, and struck out five as Taylor gets set. Looking to close this one out. This season, Riley Taylor's earned 13 and a third innings, ended up 13 hits, 4 runs. Only 2 of those have been earned. Has hit 1 and walked 2, struck out 14. As Taylor has not given up an earned run since June 7th against Danville. Has not given up any run since June 10th against Johnson City when he came out of the bullpen for just a third of an inning. So Riley Taylor, the Oklahoma State hurdler, comes in his second appearance of the year. Out of the pen. He has started 3 games, so his 5th appearance already. Looking to hold on, keep it a 2-run deficit as Owen Blackledge steps in to face Taylor to lead off the 9th inning. 6-4 lead for the Whistle Pigs. First pitch from Taylor is hit softly toward left. Smith's going to have to run up, and it will land right in front of him, and that's a leadoff single for Blackledge to start off the top of the 9th inning, and Landon Reeves steps up, and Reeves hit an absolute no-doubter earlier tonight. As we mentioned, we believe it's the longest home run this season in the Appy League, as he hit that ball 426 feet over the right field fence. If he does it here, that would swell the lead to 8-4, as that pitch from Taylor misses low, 1-0. Leadoff single for Blackledge, and Reeves up to bat, and close the book on Cade Nelson, phenomenal. Other than the one run, he gives up one hit in 2 innings, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. Nelson did his job. in this one. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Taylor as that one gets in there for a strike. 1-1. So this uniform report, Reeve wears the high socks. That's not seen much in the Appy League so far, and I'm just saying, maybe that's where the power comes from. That one's low, 2-1. I'm a big fan of stirrups. I've only seen one player. I was Alex McCoy of Elizabeth and wore blue stirrups. Only high socks I've seen have been Landon Reeves so far tonight. Sam Roberts wears the high socks for the Fly Boys as well. And that's where the powers come from, in his legs with the high socks. And they will left that ball 426 feet over the right field wall, an absolute no doubter. 2-1 coming from Taylor to Reeves. Swing and a miss, gets in the chase on a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. If Taylor can get a strike, that'd be strikeout number 15 is pause, because I saw a baseball score that surprised me. We'll tell you about it here in the interim after this pitch from Taylor. Here's the 2-2. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off by Reeves. The score I want to talk about. The Rome Braves were up on top of the Asheville Tourists 4-1 after 5 innings. They're then on top 6-1 after 6 innings. Rome won the game. They scored a combined 16 runs in the final 3 innings to knock off Asheville up in Asheville, North Carolina. So, what a surprising game there. Is that strike 3 from Taylor? Reeves gets caught looking at that one. And there's one away in the top of the 9th inning. Here comes Jason Neff. Neff had a triple earlier this evening. A ground ball within the frame, a double play. They're surprised at that score from the Rome-Asheville game. That one's right down the middle for a strike, 0-1. 22-1, and 23 runs were scored by John City last night, but they gave up 13, so some wild scores recently in the lower levels of baseball. The 0-1, that was fouled off, 0-2. Bristol trying to make a comeback. They're down 7-4, and now their final out with a runner at third in the top of the army. Kingsport's trying to extend their lead. Read that wrong. They're up 7-4 in the top of the ninth. Elizabeth and Burlington tied at 4 in the bottom of the 7th inning, so there's some time there for the Sock Puppets and River Riders to break the draw. Sock Puppets have only lost one game this season. It looked very good. Only loss was to this Princeton team. 0-2, way outside. Liberte can't find it. It's in the dirt, and running up 90 feet will be Blackledge, and that takes away the double play to end the frame. No, Liberte just could not handle that one. Now it's going to be a pinch runner for the Whistle Pigs, and that will be number 12, Ben Beauchamp of St. John's, as Blackledge will exit the game. So Ben Beauchamp steps in. And you gotta believe Beauchamp. That's the DH spot, so Beauchamp will not come out into the field. There's a pinch runner here. That's Ben Beauchamp. Stepping in, Beauchamp played last night against the Whistle Pigs, pardon me. Went 1-for-5. Struck out twice last night. Beauchamp sits at second now. That one's hit over toward Ankeny. Ankeny steps up, makes the tag at first. There's two away, but Beauchamp is now going to move over to third base. Productive out for Neff, and with two away, Rivera has a chance to extend this lead. As he steps up, Rivera is 0-for-3 tonight, but he's actually up three. He's the only player that has not reached. I thought he was hit by a pitch. That was actually Burden Reeves. Rivera is in there 0-1. Rivera, the only player that has not reached safely for the Whistle Pigs. There's two outs, 0-1. Coming from Riley Taylor. Looking to close this one out and keep it a two-run deficit as it gets underneath. That one is Rivera sky high into the air. Seaborn Campbell's going to call everyone out and make the catch. So it'll be Saylor, Will Taylor, and Daniels up to bat for the Fly Boys. They need two runs to extend this one. Three runs to win it. Let's find out if the Fly Boys can do so. We turn on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to...
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pitching change, I believe, and yes, it is for the Whistle Pigs. They will go now to the arm of Reese Parker out of Denton, Texas. Rogers State out in Oklahoma. Close this one out, up 6-4. Are the Whistle Pigs, and Reddy was phenomenal. Went 3 2/3 innings, got three hits. Had only one strikeout, but did not allow a run to score, and that's what you need at this point in the ball game if you're the Whistle Pig. So Rob Reddy, a solid outing for sure. Look at Parker's numbers here for the season as he looks to close out this one. It's a save opportunity for him. 5 1/3 innings, getting up 4 hits, 4 runs. 3 of those have been earned. Has hit 1 batter, walked 4, and struck out 6. Has a 5.06 ERA. Last appearance was against Burlington back on June 10th. He went 2 innings, gave up a hit, 1 run, hit a batter, and struck out 4. Had a rough start against Bristol, going 2 1/3 of an inning, getting up 3 hits and 3 runs, and walking 4, and striking out 2 against the State Liners. But against Pulaski, covered well. Just went 1 inning. Didn't allow a hit. Didn't allow a run. So that's all you can ask for out of your pitcher, as batters have hit 200 off of him this season. Now, the righty out of Rogers State in Oklahoma, Division II school. Out of the Lone Star Conference, and he'll face Saylor, Will Taylor, and Daniels in this inning. Fly Boys need 2 runs to tie it and push the extras. Well, they will be on offense. Meanwhile, they'll need 3 runs to walk. And also, if you can get the Jack O'Reilly, there's a chance. See his 3 RBI tonight. So there's a chance for Jack O'Reilly to do something incredible here. His team down 6-4 if they can get to him. Keenan Saylor steps in tonight. He has scored a run after being reaching a hit by pitch back in the 5th. So he'll step in to lead off the bottom of the 9th inning. Down 2, 6-4 lead for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. In the bottom of the 9th inning. I'm always looking to avoid the sweep. Here's the pitch outside from Parker, and it's 1-0. Already arms in the Princeton bullpen, so... Goal is that Parker get out there and get out quickly. 1-0 pitch to Saylor. Outside again, now 2-0. Taylor on deck. Saylor up to bat. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Down the middle, and Saylor has to swing at that one, fouls it off. Seeing a lot of patience at the plate, waiting for the right pitch, and Saylor just fouled that one off to the parking lot. 2-1 coming to Saylor. Bottom of the ninth. Sailor, watch that one, Miss Low, 3-1. Score update, Kingsport sweeps Bristol 7-4, they went to 11-3. That's the fifth sweep of the year for the Kingsport Axemen. They have been rolling this season. 3-1 pitch, low in the dirt, that's a leadoff walk. Drawn by Sailor, and the tying run now comes up to the plate in Will Taylor. Taylor had a chance with runners at second and third back in the sixth inning, but struck out, as that would have, at the point, would have, could have tied the game or possibly taken a lead. If Taylor can hit one, that one could score a run, and Daniels sits on deck. The walk by Sailor. Here's the pitch. Now one finds the edge of the strike zone, and it's 0-1. Down by two are the Fly Boys. Looking to get on the board as Parker looking for a save here. Team up 6-4. 0-1. That's away, and it's now 1-1. Fly Boys are going to wait on their pitch and try to get the right one and try to walk this one off. The 1-1. Taylor hits that one up the gap, gets through the hole. That's a single, and now the winning run steps up to the plate and Brock Daniels. And with Jack O'Reilly on deck, if Daniels can reach and bring one home, there's a chance O'Reilly could come in and walk it off. But, you know, Daniels would love to do that as well with one swing of the bat. Daniels steps in, down 6-4 after a leadoff walk by Sailor and then a single by Wilt Sailor. 6-4 deficit for the Fly Boys. Runners at first and second. And Daniels is going to square the bunt and bunts that one foul. Actually, they're going to say that never hit the bat. That hit the plate. And the runners move up to second and third. And now, two runners in scoring position after Daniels pulls back on that bunt. And now, with one swing of the bat, can tie it up if he gets one to the outfield. That's going to be ruled a ball, so. One oh, coming with Daniels up. Jack O'Reilly's on deck, and he'd love to walk this thing off. 1-0. That one on Neff. He holds on to it, and it's 2-0. And now a pitching talk from the coach of the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Coach Ford Ladd's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. There are some arms, like we said, warming up to talk to Reese Parker, trying to earn the save. His team up 6-4. A hit by Brock Daniels probably scores two and ties it up. There's a chance for Jack O'Reilly with nobody out to walk it off. 2-0 the count, 6-4 the score. Runners at second and third after a walk by Taylor and a single. I mean, a walk by Sailor and a single by Taylor. Brock Daniels up the bat. 2-0 pitch coming. Parker right down the middle, 2-1. A walk does load the bases, and with that speed, if between the bats of O'Reilly and Ankeny, if anybody can hit one to the outfield, that may score all three. Give the win of one swing of the bat. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming to Daniels. Daniels fouls that one off. It's now 2-2, and Parker's run it back to where he has a chance now. Stay alive. It's 2-2 pitch coming to Brock Daniels. Nobody out, runners at second and third. 2-2. That one's hit over the head of Rivera and just goes foul. That would have scored a run for sure as Taylor was taking off, but It goes over the glove of Rivera at third base and just brushes foul. May have hit off his glove and he was in foul territory, so everybody will reset. Now it has scored one run for sure, possibly two to tie it. Daniels looking to tie this one up. Out. Nobody out, run to second and third. 2-2. That one almost hits Daniels, and now the count runs full. Jack O'Reilly on deck. To continue his strong day. Yes, three RBIs today. It's the payoff pitch to Brock Daniels. Daniels hits that one toward first. It's handled by the first baseman Reeves, but a run scores, and now the tying run sits 90 feet away. Saylor comes in to score off the ground out by Daniels, and here comes Jack O'Reilly up to bat. 6-5 lead for the Fly Boys here. 6-5 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the bottom of the ninth, and O'Reilly steps in, who has been solid today, has a 2 RBI single, grounded out to score another run. One away. Runner at third. That one's hit sky high to the air. That one may not be deep enough for Taylor. The catch is going to be made. Taylor's going to take off. The throw to the plate's cut off, and that's a great throw by the right fielder O'Cooley, and there's two away. And so Ankeny now will look to be the hero here and bring home a run for the second time this week. Had a walk-off RBI single on Monday. If he gets a single here, that will score a run to tie it up. And he's got the power. Let's see what he can do. Runner stands. Tying run stands 90 feet away. Here's the pitch. Ankeny swing and a miss at that one. Good breaking ball. It's 0-1. Taylor stands at third base after a single. A ground out by Brock Daniels made it a 6-5 game. The score to the 0-1. Ankeny swings and misses, and now the Fly Boys are down to their final strike. Ankeny down to his last strike. Runner at third is Taylor. 0-2 with two outs. 6-5 ball game. Here's the pitch. It's Ankeny. Now everybody will reset as Ankeny calls time after Parker had to change the sign a couple of times. Parker looking for the save opportunity. His team up 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Down to the final strike are the Fly Boys. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Reese Parker comes up clutch, and the Fly Boys are swept by the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Had a rally in the ninth. Had the tying run 90 feet away, but could not come up clutch. Could Bo Ankeny and the Fly Boys. And the Fly Boys now drop to 5-9 on the season, getting swept by the Whistle Pigs. That is just the third time this season the Fly Boys have been swept this year. Well, Fly Boys now, after taking the 6-game homestand, they go 2-4 in that stretch. They will be on the road for a bit. They have 3 straight road games at Johnson City this weekend. Have an off day next Monday. We'll go up to Pulaski on the 21st and 22nd for another interdivisional meetup. And then 23rd, head to Kingsport. But fans, be right back here at Pioneer Park on June 24th through 26th. On the 24th at 7 o'clock, Henry Rowengarter will be here from the movie Rookie of the Year. June 25th is Star Wars night. We'll have Darth Vader, Stormtroopers, some Jedi maybe. The Force will be with us that night. It's also at 7. Then at 5:30 on June 26th, remember that time, 5:30, Fly Boys will take on Elizabethton. It'll be Touch a Truck night. You can win a truck possibly or have your kids play with some of the mighty machines that'll be out here for some fun. That is on June 26th. But tomorrow we will come live to the ballpark in Johnson City for the next 3 days. We'll have the call online at flyboysbaseball.com. Don't forget to follow the Fly Boys on all the social medias on Twitter at GFlyBoys. on Twitter is where you can get the updates in-game and links to all of our broadcasts for sure. So for some reason you can't go to Johnson City, don't worry. We'll have all the action for you. Your final score, Flyboys fall short. Fall to the Whistle Pigs, 6-5 here on a warm Thursday night at Pioneer Park. Glad to have you with us tonight. Glad to have you for this home stretch. We'll see you in Johnson City tomorrow. Pre-game show starts at 6:45. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. Until then, this has been Richard Martin. Have a great night, everybody.